cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the 16th day of February in the year of our Lord 2014. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are on this planet, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our esteemed Biafrans in Malaysia, those of you in Thailand, and those of you in China as well, and all the friends of Biafra we have in that part of the world. Across the entire 24 time zones of the world, you will find people listening to Radio Biafra by going to www.radiobiafra.co, by going to www.peopleofbiafra.org, by going to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you download Radio Biafra app on your Android device, if you download Radio Biafra app on your Apple device as well, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you experience any loss in transmission, which we do not envisage, if for whatever reason there is a slight loss in transmission, please do not fail. Do not hesitate, please, to go to an alternate website to go and listen. That is where we have three of them. RadioBiafra.co, not .com, .co, PeopleofBiafra.org, PeopleofBiafra.org, and also IndigenousPeopleofBiafra.org as well. Please endeavor to tell your friends and your family, tell those around you, remind them of their duty, the obligation to also tell those around them to go and listen to Radio Biafra. We are live from Syracuse here in Sicily to the whole world. I am before an audience of Biafrans. My reception has been exceptional. The world said that yesterday's broadcast was outstanding, and that they're in love with those of you here in Syracuse, that it was wonderful yesterday. That is the message we got because of the way you conducted yourself, because of the very exemplary way of freedom fighting being set here in Italy, because of the adherence to very simple rules. We are delighted to be here. And from here this very evening, we shall broadcast to the entirety of humanity. We are without fear before our enemies. They are numerous. They are ganging up. All the workers of iniquity, all the children of darkness are converging to try to extinguish the light that is Biafra. But we must prevail, because that is our duty, it is our honor, it is our hope, it is our calling to ensure the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. That is what our gospel is all about. This very gospel of Biafra, preached by this radio station, to seek our emancipation in truth and honesty. That is the only problem we have with our detractors. They are duplicitous. They are criminally minded. They have corrupted even small children. They have dragged them into APC. We are here to fight APC and all their Islamizing tendencies. We are here to oppose every force of darkness, hell-bent on restraining the light of Biafra from shining. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes. And for us to do so, not only are we going to be without fear before our enemies, we must ensure also that we cannot retreat nor surrender. We get Biafra or we die doing so. We are not going to retreat. We must make it very clear. We cannot stop. On this very mission, our work is done the day freedom for our people is granted. We are not going to relent. We cannot afford to relent. We cannot stop. Satan will do everything possible. Satan will try to convince people that Biafra is not achievable. Satan will try to go into people, those fathered by Hausa Fulani, they are the ones they use first to try to tell you otherwise. But we are here to fulfill what the scripture said many, many centuries ago. We are here to bring forth one of the, if not the oldest people on this very planet Earth. I am beginning to revise my figures. I said 5,000 years, but that is rubbish compared to what I have seen today. We are older than that. Because every day, you see, we study. We read every blessed day. And today we are going to read for you what the Portuguese wrote about us many, many centuries ago. That this name Biafra has been in existence from time immemorial. We are going to even go back to the origin of it. From where it, the source, the actual source, it came from. To tell you that you are the children of God. Blessed. Because when they were writing about you, they were also calling the Lord's name. Can you believe explorers writing about Biafrans and mentioning the name of the Lord? Is all here. We'll tell you how your people were taken to the Sierra Leone, how they were taken to Liberia. The history of our people is on our fingertips. We have it, and we shall present it to you. Because when you understand how rich and well-grounded your history is, you know why the other people are against you. They are not against you because you've committed any crime. You have not conquered any territory. You have not forced anybody to speak Igbo language. You have not done all the abominable things that your empire did. You did not do anything that the Hausa Habe monarchies did. Nothing compared to the murderous Fulani. Can we call it jihad? It's not jihad. It's political takeover. That's what they came for. They said it was religion in the first place. The same thing APC is doing. The same thing Boko Haram is doing today. They said they came to bring you a purer form of Islam. They ended up taking you over. That is why the seat of power is today at Sokoto. And that is why they are saying that you cannot bring the unity of the zoo to an end. Our enemies are massing. But do not be afraid, because with this you will know that there is God in heaven. With this very battle that is set to happen, you will know that Chukwu Abiam exists. Because my prayer and the prayer of every genuine Biafran all over the world is to make Biafra happen in such a way that forever and ever the name of Chukwu Abiam will be praised. We are surrounded by enemies, we know that. Very formidable, infinitely richer than we are. Their resources are vast. They have stored away money stolen from our lands, we know that. Our enemies are uncountable. Yes, we know. But in the midst of all of that is when the glory of God will manifest. This year, it will start to happen. We are in a hurry to make sure that Biafra comes. Those that want Biafra in truth and honesty, we are saying, not the liars and the deceivers. Because the same way that we pray for Biafra to come, we pray for anybody who is against Biafra. Anybody who is using the name of Biafra to steal, to cheat. Anybody who is into making or bringing some form of disrepute to that name. Dear Lord God in heaven, Chukwu Abiama, may they never see the light of day. We want them to go blind, all of them. Those that said that your kingdom should not be restored. Those that are using the name of Biafra to steal, to pillage and to kidnap. You are God, the Most High. Okike, you created man, you said, in your own image. You made the heavens and the earth, the hills and the valleys, everything we see around us. Your power, your might must be brought to bear on this very journey. You must tell us that this journey we are embarking upon is holy. That what we are doing is to restore your kingdom on this earth. Because without Biafra, there will be no second coming. of the Messiah. It's a fact of life, and they know it. They understand it. They know that we represent the center of the universe. They know that very well. That is why you have so many enemies. But we have not stolen, as I keep reminding them. We have not cheated. We've not pillaged. We've not done anything wrong. All we are asking for is to be returned to where we were before Lugard came. Before Frederick Lugard left the shores of Britain to come to Africa to stop the Western advancement of the French forces. That was why he came, to stop the spread of the French influence. Had Lugard not come today, he'd be speaking French. As simple as that. Had Chukwu Abiyama not determined that the Islamic horde should be stopped at Lower Benue, today you would have been Muslims. A very simple fact of life, but it's true. That is why we are here, to say to the Heavenly Father that made us, Chukwu Abiyama, that we are grateful for all he has done for us. And that on the 30th of this very May of this year, 2014, we shall remember those that died. I am getting some spiritual representations that day we cannot do atonement on the same day. We are discussing it very seriously to see, because everything we are doing, we must be guided by the Spirit. We must make sure we are doing the right thing. That is why every revelation, that is why every discussion, every piece of news we bring to you is 100% correct. Some people, we are doubting our link with the Hebrews. I did not say the Jews. I said with the Hebrews. Yesterday we shut them up for good. They disappeared. They won't come out again to argue what they don't know about. Some people are still going on trying to equate the six-pointed star of David with the pentagram. That is only five stars, which is from the Vitruvian Man, the artistic impression drawn by Leonardo da Vinci. You know, the Vitruvian Man, two legs, two hands, and the head. That is where you get the five-pointed stars from, of the ancient Freemasonry that later transformed itself into Illuminati or whatever rubbish you call it. They are equating that with the noble star of David. People who don't understand, they don't read. There is a difference between a six-pointed star and a five-pointed pentagram, which is different. As I said, called from the drawing of Leonardo da Vinci. The Vitruvian Man is called. If you are standing with your two legs apart, you stretch out your hand. If you count your head, your right hand, your right leg, your left leg, and your left hand, it is 5 points. That's the five-pointed star that they use, not the star of David. Very clear. And then they will come and argue blindly about things they know little or nothing about. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. We must say to everybody listening today, it is your duty to use your BlackBerry, your WhatsApp, to use your Facebook, to use your email, to use whatever device you run, to tell those around you that Radio Biafra live transmission is coming from Sicily and the city of Syracuse, to be very, very precise. You must tell them to listen. You must tell them to join you. It is your duty, it is your responsibility to ensure the restoration of Biafra, not just coming of Biafra, but in truth and honesty. I'm here with Biafrans whilst I wait for the barrister to join me from London. I will go to them one after the other, and as always, they will give us their name and where they come from. This is Radio Biafra, please. You can start.
Hello, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. For some of you in other part of the world, my name is Wilson Chijoke Ogugwa from Ntejabog, Biafra land. I thank you once again for being able fearlessly before your enemy to fight and get what belongs to you. All my thanks to you and to you, Director. We thank you for doing the work that God has sent you for us. And we are joining you and saying that we will never, not in our lifetime, to leave you alone, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we're giving thanks to the entire board of Radio Biafra, starting from the women, Drita Nborg, Ngozi Mado. I'm saying to all the women all over the world, if you can do better than these people, please come and show yourself. You can have passion more than these people. If you can have passion and love and be active in work more than Karamondi, please, now we need you. If you can be engineer for Biafra, more than Uchemefo, please, now we need you. If you can do the advocate and stand for Biafra and advocate Biafra, more than barrister, Imam Mezu, please, now we need you. If you can do that coordination, more than the Ikech Hu Enyago, please, now we need you. Because if you can love Biafra more than these people, I challenge you to come and prove it, because these men, they were chosen by God, and they are doing the wonderful work. And I pray that may God Almighty continue to guide them in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. The barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu has joined me. I will invite him to please, barrister, very calmly and very coolly and with a lot of humility, acknowledge the ever wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world, in every continent on this very planet, in every country, in every town, in every city, wherever they may find themselves. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you yourself. Good evening, fellow Biafrans in Italy. Syriacus, I was made to understand. Director is moving up and down. I salute all of you as you welcome him from one Italian city to another. You are doing a job as Biafrans. You welcome him. He goes to Rome. He goes to Italy. He goes everywhere in your territory, and you're looking after him. I once again salute you. Salute your courage, that you've got the courage to welcome a Biafran. You've got the courage to speak out that you're a Biafran. And of course, I cannot forget my fellow Biafran who bravely spoke briefly before I joined in. I salute you, my brother. You are a Biafran. Truly, you are. All of you listening out there, east, west, north, and south, we greet all of you as usual. We are always on air, 6 p.m. daily. We don't fail you. Just like we will not fail you, as we promise you that Biafra will come. In this lifetime, we do it or we don't. And if we don't, all of us, we go home and die, that we are not able to succeed. To get ourselves out of slavery from Nigeria, from the country that has expired since the 31st of December 2013. Nigeria doesn't exist anymore. For those who are not aware, for those who are just joining us, Nigeria, that zoo, does not exist anymore. It is just biding time to explode. We don't have any country. But Biafrans, we are going home because we are muscling up. We are gathering all our brethren wherever you are, making inroads in order to go home. Move home, away from the Western influence, away from the Western slavery. We are not welcome anywhere in the Western world, in the UK, United States, China, Malaysia, wherever. We are foreigners, no matter what we pretend to be. We are all foreigners. Wherever you are born, you are a foreigner. And we are doing our best to go home, to recoup, to reorganize, to educate our people that we are voluntarily slaving ourselves in foreign lands. Therefore, all of you, get ready. Today we discuss one thing, one agenda. That's what we have here on Radio Biafra. We only have one agenda. There is how to bring the restoration of Biafra. How to bring about our going home. How to save our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters who have been beheaded in the north. How we should save them away from the house of Ladi Boko Haram, killing our people on a daily basis, opening women and slashing the babies, butchering them as if they are cows, as if they are animals. 21st century, human beings are still barbaric, killing one another as if we are animals, because that's why we name that place zoo. Nigeria is a zoo because they don't uphold any law. There is no law for humanity, no respect for anybody. Talk less of women. In Biafra land, we worship our women, we respect women. We adore our women because our women are first before our men. In the zoo, they kill women. They treat women anyhow. They don't respect them. That is why we have to go home to bring about the restoration of Biafra, where women are reigning, where women are the owners of the kingdom. We call upon all of you to stand up, claim what belongs to you. Do not hesitate. Do not relent and do not look back. Biafra is coming. Get your pen and paper. There is a information and news for you. And we cannot wait to hear it. Once you hear your name, please make sure you turn down or turn off whatever listening devices you have. We are here with you until we close for today. Thank you once again, Director. I'm standing by. Good evening.
Good evening, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is not only a great Biafran, but a very dedicated servant of the people of Biafra. We are very, very delighted to have heard your voice. It's always very reassuring when you're with us. Very, very reassuring. And we shall come back to you as our program proceeds. Please, the next person, you will give us your name and where you come from.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are in the planet Earth. I am Onyemakono Monde from Ikasad local government area, Biafra land. I really appreciate the board and director of this Radio Biafra. I use this medium to request and to appeal to other Biafrans that are not yet serious so that they can support this our struggle so that Biafra will be restored and we actualize our dreams. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. My good people of Biafrans all over the world. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in this planet Earth, listening to the Radio Biafra live from the land of Italy, Sicily, Syracuse. My name are Prophet Ugochukwu Clement Mobi. I'm from Dunukofia local government, Ufulu town, Biafra land. I know that many will be surprised, many will be wondering, many will be scared, many will be asking some questions. But I have to tell you one thing, my people of Biafra, we love ourselves. Everybody should come out, being you a prophet, prophetess, pastors, evangelists, anywhere you belong, being you a singer, whatever you can do for this nation called Biafra, great nation, to come out, to be in existence. Don't be afraid before your enemies. Come out, preach the gospel of Biafra. If you're a prophet, you don't need for someone to tell you that you need to preach for your nation to come out and be in existence. Don't be afraid of what people may say. The name they may call you, that made you a servant of Biafra. Serve your nation. Come out. I plead. Anywhere you are listening to us, know you that we are not joking. Our Lord have set us free. And it is time for we to go back home and serve our Lord. As it is written, every living soul must praise the Lord and serve the Lord. That is all I have to tell to my people. He who have the ear, let him hear what the God Almighty is saying to his people. Come out, people of Biafra. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Please go ahead. The next person, please.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody that is listening on the air. My name is Anthony from Dunukofia local government in Ukpota. Please, my fellow Biafra, we should come out and support Biafra so that God will continue to bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. I say good morning, good evening, good night, good afternoon to so many of you all over the world. Here are we, Biafrans, in Italy, Sicily, precisely. And my names are John Njakunam, the coordinator of Ragusa. I say to you, Biafra is real. If you believe, you have to come out and join the struggle. I don't know how many times one have to preach to you before you are convinced that Biafra is real. Come out and join the struggle. As you do so, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Angel Nora Nine Jacobs. I am from Ogwashuku in Anyocha South Local Government Area of Delta State. I want to urge the whole Biafrans in general to please come out in mass and also fight this battle for us to win, so that all the sufferings in the land called Nigeria will stop. Because freedom is power. Freedom is strength. Freedom is honesty. Freedom is truth. And this is what is not found now in Nigeria. We Biafrans are steadfast, honest, humble, and disciplined. We are expendables, formidables, and we will win this war. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all Biafran all over the whole world. My name is Chukwura Chinedu Emmanuel. I'm from Ibuzo, Oshumili local government, Oshumili North, in Delta State in Biafra land. I use this opportunity to call my brothers and sisters in all over the whole world that is hiding, anywhere you are, come out. Let us put our hands together and bring this our country. Please, I call you all to come out and continue the race with us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning. Hello, my dear fellow Biafra. I'm Solomon Okechukwuosu from Isiago Oka Local Government. I call all the Biafra around the world to join hand, to come in mass, to join hand to achieve our aim, because forward ever and backward never, and we shall achieve our aim in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello, dear friends. I salute you this evening. My name is Don Tashi. I'm from Democratic Republic of Congo. But I've chosen to join this group because I know that this is a valuable something people are doing. And I believe that this thing, God is blessing it because your cause is right. And I believe that those who are still doubting, I will call them to join this group. And I will tell them that whatever they are listening, whatever they are hearing through this broadcasting is real, because me, I've learned a lot, and I'm here to learn, and I respect you people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I greet you all. I thank you for your support. May God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. Good afternoon, good morning. I greet everybody, fellow Biafrans. I pray that God should give us strength and knowledge to fight this battle in a knowledgeful way, so that we have freedom, because there's nothing like freedom. Freedom has a lot of name that many may not know until we have it. So that we can separate ourselves from these people that have stonish hearts, because they don't have heart of human. That's all I have to say. Good evening, everybody.
Thank you, and good evening. Thank you very much.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, all the whole their friends all over the whole world. I am Simon Azubike from Imo State, Idato Local Government Area, Imo State, Biafra land. So I'm using this opportunity to greet all Biafrans all over the whole world. And I use the opportunity to tell them to come out so that we will be like a broom. When we join ourselves together like a bunch of broom, I believe by God's name that we can sweep all those houses out from our midst. I believe that you can sweep all these Yorubas out from our midst. I believe that if we join ourselves like a bunch of broom, no way enemy can enter into us. I believe that if we join ourselves like a bunch of broom, that we can achieve something good. So, I say, Thank you very much to all Biafrans all over the whole world. I say good evening to them.
Good evening, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, Biafrans. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Uche Nzekwe. I am from Obinze, over the West local government. It is a privilege to be here, and I want to encourage all the Biafrans all over the world to know that whatever we are doing here is reality. So if we come out in group, in congregation, in many numbers, we will win this race. But I want to let you know that the hour have come for Biafra to be separated from Nigeria. And that is how God have destined it, and that is how it's going to be. So it's either you support or not, but Biafra must stand, and it have stand already. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening. I'm speaking on the behalf of Radio Biafra, which I am. My name is Stanley A.C. Okwosa. I'm from Dokwa, East Local Government, Abo. So, what I have to say is I'm happy to be a Biafran. And I still pray and I believe with faith that Biafran have already held without no war, without no injury. And I pray the way we are coming out together, gathering together, working with love, that the love will continue without no problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I say amen to that. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have anybody else here? Please, we need them to give us their name and where they come from. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. I am Pastor Aboma Ajuwe Nwachukwu, godson. I'm from Delta State, Abo, Biafra.
You mean Anioma?
Anioma.
That's correct. Yeah.
I am using this opportunity to thank every one of you that are listening to this broadcast. And I want to say, with the joy in me, with the happiness I'm feeling, I am requesting that if there is any other place to take that transmitter to, it is Saracusa here. Let that transmitter be brought down to this place so that we continue to witness the live broadcast, so that we continue to feel the presence of the spirit of freedom. What am I trying to say? You need to witness Biafra broadcast live, the live broadcast. So as I said yesterday, begin to gather yourself. Begin to gather yourself. 1, 2, 3. So that you will witness the real spirit of freedom. Thanks and remain blessed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Of course, if we can, I wouldn't mind bringing it here myself. The reception here has been magnificent. The turnout has been impressive. The spirit has been commendable. So it is a pleasure for me to actually be here to witness this level of camaraderie between our people here in Syracuse, in Sicily, here in southern Italy. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 16th day of February in the year of our Lord 2014. Very shortly, we'll go on to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, if we can. Because at this very moment, with the time standing at approximately 23 minutes to 7 p.m. in London, 23 minutes to 8 p.m. in Biafra land, and also here in the southern part of Italy, we must welcome you once again. We must advise you, as always, to please go and ask your friends to join us, ask your family. If your father or your mother does not want to listen to Radio Biafra, get them to listen to it. We don't want to send them away. They must listen. They started this very race and they must run it. They started this race and we must run it. Wherever you're living, if you're living in Italy, if you're living in Germany, if you're living in Britain, if you're living in the USA, in Russia, all those places, they fought to be free. They fought to be free. And we must do the same thing. That is how you get yourself to equate to another man as an equal. You don't say, oh, I'm an equal to you when you have done nothing to deserve or to merit it. We are here to get Biafra. We are not criminals. We are not going to... It is not our intention to kill anybody. We are not going to, as a matter of fact. But if you come to kill us, we will kill you. If you have done something wrong, and of course, you will face the music. You will face the music. There must be chaos. That's what we promise them. Unless they give us Biafra in truth and honesty. Before I go to bring the news headlines, I will do something quite extraordinary. I will try to go through some materials we stumbled upon. Very ancient manuscripts we stumbled upon today. Because every day on this radio station, we must continue to reveal your history to you. So you know it. Most of you don't know your history. Today, we will continue to tell you who you are. So that one day we are praying to Chukwu Abiyama. Something will touch you. And you say to yourself, yes, indeed, I'm a very special person. Biafra is worth fighting for. Biafra is worth dying for. If it comes to that, we must continue. This very material was received. It's quite interesting. I will go through the first paragraph before I go to the latter part of it. Nothing affords a more lively proof of the benignity or otherwise of a locality than the nature, good or bad, of its inhabitants. We must listen to the English language of the rather antique nature. We must read it very carefully. If this principle revealed to us by philosophical truth is correct, then the province of the Biafra hidden is in no respect inferior to the very best of localities. Do you understand what he said? Or maybe I stumbled a bit. I'll go through it again. So you understand. This was written by a Portuguese man that came to your land in the 1440s. This is what they wrote about you. This was way before Othman Damfodio's great grandfather was born. This was way before Queen Victoria. This was way before the Oyo Empire, way before the Fulani Empire, way before the Habe monarchies of the Hausa land, you existed. That name that some of you will hear, you don't know that at the table. How stupid. If I'm God, I'll kill all of you. A name given to you. So why is it if you're answering in Kechi, if they call you in Kechi, why don't you run under the table and hide? Why not? They call you a Biafran and you say, no, I'm not a Biafran. You're hiding. Because of your innate cowardice and stupidity, because devil is now dwelling in you. That is the only reason why you say you're not a Biafran. Portuguese came. They knew your name. I will repeat this very statement I've just read. It's from a book written by a Portuguese man, a merchant that came to your land. So you understand who you are. Nothing affords a more lively proof of the benignity or otherwise of a locality, meaning a people, than the nature, good or bad, of its inhabitants. If this principle revealed to us by philosophical truth is correct, then the province of the... Then they used to call us the Biafra. B-I-A-F-A-R. Not Biafra yet. If it is revealed to us by philosophical truth, then the province of the Biafra hidden, they call us hidden, they didn't know we worshipped God. Hidden is in no respect inferior to the very best of localities. In other words, there is no way Biafra is inferior to Europe. That's what the man wrote from Portugal, not me. He's here. Your land is not inferior to any other. If going by what they have seen, going by the behavior of the inhabitants, of the localities they have been to, that there is no difference between here and the very best in Europe. Portuguese man wrote it. Now you understand why they don't want you to come out. You understand why Hausas don't like you. Because you will put them to shame. When Biafra comes, you will do things that others cannot do. It will put Hausas and Yorubas to shame. That's why they don't want you. They want you to be as poor as them. Both intellectually, philosophically, morally, and otherwise. They dumb you down to be as stupid as them. That's where they don't want you to go. This is what the man wrote about you many, many years ago. I thought it would be a very good thing to start with, so you know who you are. Some of you don't know. We know that those of you that have eaten of the forbidden fruit from the north, some of you unfortunately fathered by Hausa Fulani men. I feel sorry for them. Those who don't understand the meaning of Biafra. That's the starting point of it. Those of them that want to steal in the name of Biafra. Sacred name of Biafra. Ancient and sacred. Ancient and sacred name of Biafra. If Chukwu Abiama doesn't deal with them, then we know there is something seriously wrong. Everybody. If you have come to Biafra to deceive with the name of Biafra, to cheat, to lie, to steal, you and your family will be shut down. For daring to tamper with a name that is as old as time itself, that some imbeciles devoid of meaningful education thought only came with Ojukwu. And we say, anyway, of course, it's a principal, Frank Opigo. We thank that man wherever he is. We remember him as one of our heroes. He's from Okrika, for those who don't know, in present day Ijaw. They were the ones that gave us Biafra. You go, oh, we are not Biafrans. Ijaw people say, we are not Biafra. We are not Biafra. But it was an Ijaw man that gave you the name Biafra. It didn't start today. What is happening with Anioma and the rest of the people is a reminder to us that we like to deny our heritage. That is who we are. When people say, oh, we are Igbo people, we are not part of the Hebrew people. It didn't start today. Even today in Anioma is happening. There are people from Abo saying they are not Igbo people. So it's not new. It is not new to me to say you're not Hebrew. It's not new to me because you are used to denying who you are. People from Ogwashiku will say they're not Hebrew. So what is new? So if you deny you're not Hebrew, what is new about it? Nothing. We love our autonomy. We want to be free. Yes. Why don't you want to be free from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? Anybody unfortunate enough to still be referring to him or herself as a Nigerian is born of Satan. I have proof that Nigeria is satanic. That is why it drinks blood on a daily basis. That is why men, women, and children run away from it. Which other country on this earth do people come through the desert to escape from? You cross the desert, which is a river of sand, more like. You cross the proper water itself, which is Mediterranean, to escape from a country you come from. That country is patently evil. Patently evil and should be destroyed. And it will be destroyed. They are richer than us. They have our people, some of them, working for them in APC, supporting Nigerian politics using the name of Biafra. We know them very well. They are mighty, we know. But they will fall. So that when they fall, you know you didn't do it out of your own strength. That Chukwu Abiama did it for you. That you may worship him. Chukwu Okike did it for us. We must go on to bring the news this evening. And then after the news, we'll go into this in detail. Some very soon we'll make all this available to all of you. So you can lie down and read it and know who you are. And I thank all of the people doing this research this time around, Nonso, who is our coordinator in Spain, for making these materials, priceless materials, available to us. Priceless. Priceless materials. The other time it was Kingsley, our coordinator in Dublin, that gave us the, pointed us to where the Urobo Ishekiri treaties are. Where Biafra was mentioned. If Biafra did not exist, why would Queen Elizabeth mention it in her documents? Why? That is the name they want you to do away with because of what the Portuguese discovered when they came. That this very place, this sceptred land, this holy land called Biafra, is in comparison with anything in Europe, written by a European. But when Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba came, what did they do? They said, remove that name, Biafra. Anything to do with bite of, no, remove it. Because Biafra is the light and they are darkness. They are darkness. And that is why they must be confined or consigned, I must say, to the pits of hell from whence they came. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. And in doing so, we are going to bring you Radio Biafra news coverage today. I told you, you get Biafra or the type of stories you will hear from your land. For years to come, it has started happening. In front of people, Theodorgi's son ordered for the killing of his peer with so much arrogance and impunity. And he was obliged. And the PA was shot. And the PA died in your land where you come from. We are talking about the abomination and the arrow performed by those fetish people at Ibinupa Abinarojuku. Slaves, your children giving birth and selling them. Now, in this day and age, somebody you voted for, you claim you voted for into office to protect you, turned around and asked one of the bodyguards to shoot you dead. In broad daylight, not in secret. In Omuahia, where I come from, and they asked me, why do you want Biafra? Because I remember what Edmund Burke said, that in the absence of good people, evil flourish. There are no more good men. Ohaneze will not say anything because they are evil men. Evil men. This is happening in Omuahia. Horo Asabia, state governor's son, murders the PA at a campaign rally. Boko Haram run 100 scared out of Nigerian town. But yesterday, the Nigerian army said to us that they have pursued them from the town. They are now attacking villages. Today, they have gone back and removed an entire town. Seba Chupuha. People who are cattle rearers. Imagine what educated Biafrans can do to them. Nigeria is indeed in a very big mess. Almighty mess. We gave them a promise. If they give us Biafra peacefully, or they should go and study Somalia very, very well, that is what is going to become of the zoo. Uduagan advocates community role in pipeline protection because nothing is safe anymore. Even the pipeline where they derive their money from to go to Dubai to do shopping, to open bank accounts in England, to come to Germany for medical treatment. They want to protect it. That's the only thing they want to protect. Not your life, but oil pipeline, according to Dragon. Drug abuse among females in Sultan of Sokoto's household. That is worrying the NDLEA, the drug enforcement. After reading the Quran, they take cocaine. Amazing, isn't it? But they are the ones telling you that they want Sharia law. Sharia doesn't apply to them, you see. It applies only to poor people. Nigeria is in a war situation, according to Aregbesola. We are here, we haven't even come. And they are running scared already. It will happen, 2014, write it down on a piece of paper. Every idiot talking rubbish, their mouth will be shut this year. This very year, 2014, to be short. Naira vows to die with Nigeria. The currency is depleting as people are drawing away their reserves. Of course, even Jonathan does not have any hope in Nigeria. All his bank accounts are abroad. All his proxy accounts are abroad. No wonder the zoo's currency is in a free fall. Nigeria's unity must be kept sacred, according to the MA of Kano. Those of you that appreciate the finer points of English language, the unity of Nigeria is important to them, so they can turn you into Muslims, if you like it or not. They can have unrestricted access to your oil. They can kill you at will. They will have limitless supply of Biafran women. Limitless. Who wouldn't want to be in a place called Zulu? Declare Governor T.A. Orji's senatorial ambition ahead of the 2015 general election. Governor for 2 terms. Secretary to the state government for 8 years. In other words, he's been in office in Abia for 16 years. This man wants to run as a senator. Only in the zoo. When we say they have said. The deceased who was identified, deceased means Onyebulebu, the killed person that urges, the all Oji. Chinedu Oji, the son of Abia State Governor Theodore Oji, who was allegedly shot in the chest by a policeman attached to Chinedu on his order over a minor disagreement, and I bet you my life that that soldier is a Hausa Fulani man. I bet you bottom dollar that particular police person, whatever, or is it mobile police they call them, is a Hausa person. There is no compulsion in taking life. They are used to it. According to eyewitness account, Chinedu, the self-acclaimed, this is the son of the governor, because under Joseph Kalu, we had Mother Excellency, the mother. For you to be commissioner, you have to go and see her. Mother Excellency. Now we have Son Excellency. Only in Abia State. A place that Ndubuisi Kanu comes from, Ebutu Kiwe, comes from. Abia State. This is happening there. Unbelievable. 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 According to this eyewitness account, Chinedu, the self-acclaimed governor of the state, was said to be angered by the utterances of his late PA over a minor issue. And in a display of his usual unruly and criminal behavior, he ordered his police orderly to shoot the late aide. The witness who described Chinedu as a junkie, he takes cocaine. We know where they buy it from in Omuahia. We know the place. We know the supplier. He was my classmate at Library Avenue Primary School in Omuahia. Then a very posh primary school in Omuahia, the best. The father was into transport and hotels. We know them very well, and into timber as well. He is now the chief supplier of cocaine to these retards in Omuahia. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The witness who described Chinedu as a junkie told correspondents that this is part of the humiliations Abia people receive daily from the governor and his family. According to him, the incident would have been avoided if not that all civil servants were ordered to attend the rally or sacked. The director of administration in the government house, Mr. Francis Ihedioha, mandated every civil servant in the government house to participate in the political rally or be shown the way out of government house. We, the civil servants, actually came out to save our jobs, not necessarily because we are in support of Ochendo. That's his nickname. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're saying no sane person will support the governor's political ambition. Boko Haram we know of very well. We must go to the news that is of great importance to us, we Biafrans. You can see Good Luck Jonathan in the picture on Radio Biafra website as an obedient school child in front of the MA of Kanu. He looks like a baby. Even his body posture will tell you that the man is in fear of his life. You can see from his face. It's like he's being lectured by his grandfather. And he is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the number one citizen of the zoo. Went to the MA of Kanu and was cowering like a little child. And people are telling us we are safe under this man. The MA of Kanu, Ado Bayero, that's his name, on Saturday said, the unity of Nigeria remains sacrosanct. Sacrosanct means untouchable. They must rule over you forever and ever. You are their slaves. That's what I'm telling you. And he pledged that the traditional institution will continue to work towards keeping the country united. The MS spoke when President Goodluck Jonathan paid him homage in his palace in Kanu. The president was in Kanu on an official visit to the MS, who had taken ill and was recuperating. I want you people to tell me here the last time Good Lord Jonathan visited Igbo land, visited Biafra land to visit a traditional ruler who is sick. Can you remember? I'm asking a question. But the MA of Kanu is sick. Good Lord Jonathan went to see the MA, the president of a country, went to go and see a lowly traditional ruler in Kanu. And people are telling me that I'm a Nigerian, I'm proud. You must be very, very stupid. Stupid you must be to say you're a Nigerian, I'm proud of it. Your president visiting a traditional ruler. Where he comes from, has Jonathan ever been to the house of Ezilo Muanya before? The answer is no. Has he ever been to the house of the amenable of Okreka when he's sick? Has he been to the house of the Obong of Calabar when he's sick? He went to the Oba of Benin. The man said, I won't see you. You didn't tell me you were coming. Oba of Benin rejected him. I won't see you. That's what I like about the Benin people. Very proud. You can't come here to see me without making proper arrangements. He's gone to see the Emir of Kano who is sick. And the Emir told him, Nigeria's unity you cannot tamper with. We, the Emir, the Sultan, the Shehus of the North, will ensure that Nigeria remains one. That's what I'm saying. So you see, our enemies are formidable. But we'll defeat them. Because we have done nothing wrong. All we're asking for is to be free. The president, as I was saying, was in Kano on an official visit to the Emir. Official. So when the Emir falls sick, it becomes an official visit. The Emir is sick, so it's official. It's state business. The Emir of Kano is sick. Imagine what will happen when the Sultan of Sokoto catches a cold. Jonathan will live there and wash his clothes for him, perhaps. He commended the Jonathan's administration for the efforts at keeping the country at peace despite daunting security challenges. He noted that nothing could be greater than peaceful coexistence and tranquility in the society. Mr. Bayero thanked the president and the federal government for the solidarity and the support they have given him during his travails and ill health. He assured the president of his support and that of the Emirate. The support of the Emirate. Those of them in the United States of America and England asking us to be one. We are Judeo-Christians. Of course, some of us believe in Chukwu Abiam. I'm a Biafran. That is my religion. Must make it very clear. They are telling us to be one. I am telling Obama tonight that if you can have an emirate in Chicago, then I will accept. Does America have an emirate? Does Britain have an emirate? You have Islamic enclaves within a supposedly secular country, a country that is meant to be an open, free, democratic society. There are emirates that this very traditional ruler, the MF, is promising Jonathan of the support of his of the Emirate of Kano. The Emirate of Kano, no longer the kingdom, because the former Habe monarch was sacked by the marauding Fulani jihadists. The Fulanis defeated them and took Kano from them. Today he has been installed, a Fulani man ruling over Hausa people. Unbelievable. We must continue. Nigeria's Central Bank said it has adequate reserves to keep defending the Naira as the slumping currency prompted a sell-off of the country's stocks, with all shares gauge posting the world's worst performance in the whole foreign exchange in the whole world. All, in fact, the entire stock market around the world. Do you know the worst performing one? In the zoo, and they are propping up the currency. That is economics of Hausa Fulani people. You prop up a currency that has value. Naira has no value and can have no value. They decided to go and be minting 1,000 Naira notes. Now they are planning to mint 5,000 Naira notes. And they are propping up the currency, meaning they are paying their friends. That's all it means. Hausa people. And some of you swam through the, went through the desert, swam through the sea to get here. Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, is now there deciding your fate if you live or die. And they are creaming off the money. Akwande Hausa. You that the oil comes from your land. Where are you? You are in Washington, in Maryland. You are in Wisconsin. You are in Florida. You are in Texas. You are in London. You are in Manchester. You are in Stockholm in Sweden. You are here. But the people living in the desert with nothing to their name, nothing, absolutely nothing. The only luck they had was that the British handed you over to them as their slaves. They are the ones controlling you and your destiny. And people wonder, ask you, Biafra ununeme? Idiots. Ask silly, stupid, useless questions. This is Radio Biafra. We must also report this very day that the Sokoto State Command of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency, NDLEA, has lamented the rising cases of drug abuse by young girls in the state. If you drink beer, they kill you. Do you know that? But if you take cocaine, you're okay. Only in the zoo. It's not a news worth reading. They are on drugs because they don't go to school. All your money, they don't suffer. Like you. You do all the suffering. You go to school. You come out. You come abroad. They quietly come and take your oil and sell it. And be feeding their girls with drugs in Sokoto. The same place you have the Sultan. The same place you have the Sultan. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring the news to our people. We must bring it to their attention. Residents of a northeast Nigerian town said Saturday that hundreds of them have fled their homes for fear of attacks by Boko Haram. 43 people this week in a nearby village. About 400 men fled Bama on Friday to Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, 36 kilometers away, following warnings from residents of Gwambale village, where Boko Haram Islamists gathered for a planned attack on Bama. They are gathering, don't they have mobile phones to call the police? Because the Nigerian army, the Hausa Fulani people, are members of Boko Haram, all of them, and their political wing is the APC. This is the party that Wazirike wants us to belong to, APC, Ngige. The party that a bunch of little juveniles on Facebook want us to belong to, because their supposed leader is a member of APC. These are the agents of darkness, and we will extinguish them. We will bring light to them, and they will perish and disappear from whence they came. This is Radio Biafra, and that is the news representing today, please. I don't know if the barrister is with me. If he is, we ask him to come back, please. He must return to us. I don't know if anybody here has something to say following our presentation this very evening. If you have anything to say, you can say it before the barrister joins us, please. If you have anything to say, you are more than welcome to do so. Does anybody here have something to say? Anything, it could be anything. It could be a question. It could be something regarding the news we are presenting this very day. Anything at all, please. Can you give her the microphone? People enjoyed what she said yesterday, and a lot of them called for her to work for Radio Biafra. Have it. And I'm sure she says she will. Did you make contact with Ngozi Mmadu yesterday? Wonderful. She has contacted Ngozi Mmadu, and you people have meeting today. Is that correct? And Ngozi Mmadu's I don't want to get it wrong. Skype is Mmadu 10:40. Is it 10:40? 10:40. Everybody knows apart from me. Everybody knows apart from myself. Mmadu 10:40. And the barrister is with me, please. I will go to the barrister before I come to you. Barrister, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. As usual, you read the news, you explain it. And to be honest with you, Director, if it is possible for us, I would say let's carry on with our own program. Because the more you hear what is coming from the zoo, the more angry you get. Especially, Jonathan, I have always believed that he's somebody who knows what he's doing. But as the day comes by, you realize that the man is being remote controlled. He is not himself. He is working under the influence of the House of Fulani Boko Haram. Because I cannot see where a president has to go to his or her subject. Let me leave that news there. I don't want to extend too much. All I'm telling my dear friend, people, wherever you are, is we have to make our own way. Director, I've told you how and what the Spanish or Portuguese know of us. How they came into our land, they made us in collision with the British people to put us the way we are today. It's not only upsetting, it's annoying and quite disappointing. That Biafrans, with the kind of brains we have, we could have made it to the top. Although we are told that justice delayed is not justice denied. We will get there. It's just that most of us have died unnecessarily. Most of Biafrans have died in the hands of those who hate them and hate them so much, yet they still want to govern. They still want to rule. They want us to be under them. The zoo is sacrosanct. That is so that they keep milking the oil. Nothing more than that. Nobody should touch or talk about anything about the disunity of the zoo. All of us must agree. And of course, most of our people are getting their own bits and pieces from the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They will not allow you. When you talk about getting Biafra, they say, no, don't go there. We don't want another war. Who told you that it's a war? You are going to get your own nation that existed before this pollution, before the decimation of Biafra. You are going to get it back. Somebody is owing you. You want to go and collect what the person is holding. Some of you are misrepresented with some kind of disgruntled view about what freedom is. Somebody took your stuff, you believe, let him hold it, let him take it. At the end of the day, you will die. He himself will also die. Because none of us will remain in this world forever. Everybody should note, will eventually go down. But whilst I am alive and you are alive, I will not allow you to hold whatever belongs to me. That means I am a coward. If I allow you to hold on to what you have taken from me, then I'll be watching you so that I don't die. Eventually, I will die. Dear friends, wake up. Wake up and rise up. Men, women, children, wherever you are, take what belongs to you from the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They bleed just like you. The day of judgment, everybody will come out and take what belongs to them. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, come to your land. They are doing well, doing business in the east. And they are killing those in the north. Church is burned for those who believe that God will do it for them. Churches are burned, but they are coming to Biafra land and doing all sorts of businesses and carrying their cows everywhere with guns and knives and machetes. And nobody is touching them. Nobody is bullying them. But our people are dying on a daily basis. And Lord Jonathan, who we thought is a Biafran, has let us down, disappointed us. Instead, he's bribing our people to keep quiet. Because once you compromise, you have no more authority to challenge anything that is evil. You can never challenge what is bad because your mouth has been sealed permanently and forever. I was talking with a group of friends. They say, why can't we look at things this way? Why can't we look at it? We cannot look at it in any other way because those like Owasrute who looked in such ways and ways and ways have all compromised, became useless in what they are doing. They now resorted to ordinary the guards. They are now staying at Onitsha, stopping every vehicle and collecting peanut money. Is that what you are told to do? Is that what you make people to believe? You're going to rescue Biafra. You're going to free Biafra. Now you become a policeman checking vehicles and lorries and collecting money for those who put container on the road. What a shame. I told them, we are not into that. Call me a radicalist. Yes, I'll take it. Because we are not looking left or looking right. We are just looking straight, regardless of the consequences. If you want to get something and you believe in it, you won't get distracted. You wouldn't even like to be listening to any story. Because those stories might either distract you or it mellow your heart. We are not here for anybody to mellow us. This is why we attack at any step of anybody criticizing Radio Biafra. Because we know what we're after. We are not here to please anybody or any individual. We are here to get Biafra. And that is our central mind. That is our ideology. That's our opinion. And that's where we are going. We're not turning left, neither are we turning right. We're just going straight, get Biafra, get our freedom, and chase those who stay in our land and destroy it and pollute it. I cannot see how a lion will be mixing up with a gorilla or a monkey. All these are separate species, and they operate according to their own species. You can never see a monkey mingling with baboon. Impossible. They know each other. Different ants, they have different categories of ants. Human beings supposed to operate under the same latitude. Yet, we pretend not to know that this is right, this is wrong. We pretend. Hypocritically, they are doing something different and then applying the other side, a different theory. different ants. They know fire ants, soldier ants differently. When soldier ants see fire ants, they start fighting because they are not of the same caliber. They are not from the same tribe. They are not from the same way. Even among monkeys, you see different species of them. Human beings are supposed to know more and supposed to know better. They are not doing it in any way. Ansa Fulani Boko Haram wants to impose his Islamic formation on me that I believe in Tukwara Biyama. You want me to go and worship your own God, or you chop my head off, a killer, and I'm in living with you in the same kingdom for 100 years. And that's why we say enough is enough. Thankfully, the zoo has expired. For those who still want to wallow in ignorance, it's up to you. For Radio Biafra, we have decided we are going home. Enough is enough. We've been humiliated, racism, all sorts, from all corners, anywhere in the West. They don't like you. You are here polishing and looking after their own economy. All of us are out. If you're not in America, you're in UK, you're in Australia, you are in New Zealand, and all the rest of every other country, Asia, India. Even the country you know that you are better than, you are still dwelling in the old because there's no peace in your own country. How long will it take the Africans to learn that East, West, North, and South, home is the best? How long shall we be singing this? Bring out your money, let's take our transmitter home, so that all of us will go home in peace. Let's go and fight it out. You cannot fight somebody when you're out looking from the inside. Cannot be outside. You go home. This is what belongs to me. I want this. You say no, you won't leave it. I fight you. Either you die or I die. Or both of us will die. Enough of all this nonsense and rubbish the Africans face every day. Our lives have been impoverished. No industry. Even education, they are bringing it to the level on the floor. Now, what we are having now is to replace our life, Ansa Fulani Boko Haram. In the next 20-30 years, what you'll be seeing is Islam everywhere. But the churches, beautiful, they have been burnt down. No. Do what you believe for others to also do for you. Director, I'm upset because whatever is happening in the zoo has never done anything to change the general people's life. Only few individuals who are gaining. The whole zoo, what they depend is oil only. If oil dries, what is the alternative? Nothing. But if Biafrans are doing their own things and looking after their Biafran nation, that is, you would have seen development. Because we've got the brain. We've got the expert knowledge. Give the Biafran penny, you make a million. Yet people hate us for that. So kind of Sokoto telling about the evils and evils. He is envious of the evils because without anything, an evil man or woman, Biafrans will succeed wherever they are. Yet people use our power, our brain to abuse us. And some of our people succumb, not knowing the values, what they have in them. Dear friends, you're supposed to know. You have a spirit that others don't have, and that's why they envy you. That's why they call you all sorts of names. Just to belittle you and bring your face down. If you let them, then fine. But here on Radio Biafra, we will refute all those old garbages of telling stories against us that never stand. We're here to rebuttal all those ideas and influences. The place on our people. Where I was yesterday, I was talking with a group of people from Aniocha. They realized that the media from the House of Fulani Boko Haram Yoruba has done enough damages to their people. The evil, somebody was saying yesterday, the same guy from Aniocha who lives in Trinidad and Tobago, he was right when he said, no tribe will speak one particular language. You see variation. People from Anambra speak differently from people from Enugu. People from Umuahia speak differently from people from Omori. But all these are evils. People that move the Calabas and Apa Ibom, they have variation in their languages. But media was able to convince our people that those in River Niger came from Otu-Elegba, and those in Onitsha Market came from Asaba. The stories because we don't have the media power. Now we've got it. All those stories will change it. Director, let me stop so far. Thank you.
You have not, Barrister, I won't let you. How about Governor Theodore Jedade's son killed another Biafran who is a PA in broad daylight? What do you have to say?
He will go to jail. Director, he will go to jail. If he doesn't go to jail, they will kill him. Because our custom, if you kill, you either be killed or you be completely sent away from that land. But things have changed. He either go to jail for life or he will be killed, period. That's why I don't need to put my mouth in there.
Okay.
Although I am not an advocate for capital punishment. Here in UK, capital punishment was abolished in 1964. That's when it stopped. But Americans still do capital punishment up to today. In our land, you know, they have kangaroo kind of court system. They catch you there.
He won't go to court, barrister. He will not go to court. He will go school.
Well, then he should be hunted and killed, director. He should be hunted. Any person who kills a Biafran man or woman, that person must go down. That is one and part of our policies that we are going to handle when Biafran land is affected. Even now, you killing a PA for Biafran, that person must go down. Their family will run away from their land. We will let it, otherwise, if we let it lie flat, another one will happen.
It's true. That's very true.
Once beating to our shy, we have to hold the bull by the horn. We are not kidding here. We are not joking. While we are waiting to get Biafra, any opportunity or anybody that steps on our foot must be dealt with.
I agree with you. Completely agree. Thank you for that, barrister. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone before we go to our sister here. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, hello, Dan. You talking with me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, but I don't know why I can't hear you. For some reason, I can't hear you. If you hold on a second, please. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you. I don't know what is happening. Stay where you are, please. Remain where you are. I need to get these connections right. I don't know what is happening to it. I don't know what is happening to it. Let us see if we can get it right. Please speak now, your name again and where you are.
Hello, can you hear me now?
It's better now. Please go ahead.
Okay. My name is Rita Nibogo. I am calling from Biafra. I want to salute you people and I want to say more grace to your elbow. Here in Biafra land, we have been meeting, and as I talk with you now, we have over, let me say, we are more than 30 Biafrans here in Biafra land meeting. It is no longer a news what is happening here. I know that you have reported the killing of somebody by Ojus, Theodore's son, and especially in Owerri. I don't know how to say it. I don't know the words I will use for Biafrans all over the world to understand what is happening in Owerri. Owerri is being taken over by the Hausa Fulani. I wish you guys can come home to see what is happening here. A situation where you cannot differentiate them again. You cannot differentiate them between our people and their people. The Islamic Boko Haram people are walking freely in the streets of Owerri. A situation where the indigents have no say again. We have no say again. What especially in this registration is to APC. Here in Owerri, people are registering in a mass. Why? When you ask them, they will tell you that they needed to eat first. They needed to eat food first. Because, what do you call him? The Okorocha, the Hausa Okorocha man is bribing them, giving them money to register them. But we are much here, and there is a sister that I want to talk to Biafrans all over. I want her to tell Biafrans all over the world what is happening here. Please, let me give her phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you come from, please.
Okay, Evangelist Gospet. I'm residing here in Owerri. I thank God, the God that created somebody like you, who is now helping in terms of creating awareness for the new nation. So I have it. It's God's own project. It's not ordinary, maybe just to win or get a new republic, but just that God set up this Biafran struggle. And here now, if we talk about Biafra, we cannot get this Biafra without Jesus. God is, in the first place, is not happy with us because we are covenanted people. And that's why that the Biafrans will not reconcile from their own heart, reconcile with Jesus, trying to embrace God from their heart. Definitely, the flag is in the hand of God. And it's only through coming together, creating a kind of call for oneness, as well as making God their number one. What I mean? Turning Biafra to be place. And by the time we now embrace God the way we're supposed to embrace God, Biafra is just at hand. So we are happy for all that you've been doing. It's only God that's raising you to just to help our people, because many things are really happening here. Especially, you talk about insecurity everywhere. As it stands now, people, you be sleeping and you keep one eye open because of the activities of enemies everywhere. But we are believing God that it's only that God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, because he's a covenanted God. He entered into a covenant with our father Abraham. Therefore, that same love, that same protection which God has been given to the people of Israel.
Hello? Can you hear me? No, I think she may have run out of credit.
Hello, Mamdi.
Yeah.
I will want you to speak with...
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, okay, we can. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Yes, we are many here, but let us just be brief.
But where are you people? You've not told us where you are. Where are you?
I am in Owerri. Owerri is in Biafra land.
Of course.
Owerri. In Biafra land, yes.
Of course it is. Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay, so please, let me give a phone to our brother so that he will speak. Hold on.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, this is Prince Wakama. This is Prince Wakama Madabuchi.
Yes, Wakama Madabuchi, you're welcome to the program. The world is hearing your voice. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are speaking to you.
My goodness me. The credit has run out. Or is it the network? We don't know which is which. I'm sure they will try and call us back. Please, my dear sister, you may proceed. Before we go to the lines to take... I mean, calls are coming in all over the place. Please go ahead.
My fellow dear friends, I am Angel Nora Nini Jacobs. I want to throw more light on our sister,
Angel,
Rita.
Angel, you will come in a second. They are back. Rita is back. Please continue where you stopped. Continue where you stopped. It's gone again. It's gone. Please go ahead. I'm sorry about this. Go ahead.
I'm talking about our sister Rita in the zoo that says Owerri people have decided to sell their conscience, collect money, sell their kids. And when they kill their kids outside, they won't say. And after collecting the money, at the end of the election, when Okorocha comes to power, they will get a visa to go and visit him wherever he is. And not only getting a visa, because that visa will be denied, they will never see him again, because they have eaten up their conscience. When a chicken lays an egg and finish eating it, it will only remain the chicken, Abi. So they will remain on their own. Let them continue selling their conscience. We are coming. The only thing I want to also throw on light on the evangelists is that the gathering of the enemies. In the Bible, before the Israelites, anywhere they go to, they gather enemies. It is through this enemy they excel. It is through this enemy they exceed. They grow more and more in numbers. So without enemy, we not having an enemy, that means the cause is not a true cause. But when there are obstacles, there are strong blocks, there are strongholds, that means we are really succeeding. They are listening to us. When you go to Facebook or Twitter, we are the highest people that gathers members, both enemies and Biafrans. So it is a good thing, our sister evangelist. So you should not be afraid. The only crime we Biafrans committed is asking for our freedom. And in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of God, asking for freedom is not a crime, it's not a sin. And that freedom we will get.
Yes, sir.
So the thing I want to throw more light on again is, imagine when I was reflecting on Nigeria, when I was growing up, they would say, the youth, we are the leaders of tomorrow. We are the leaders of tomorrow. And I imagine on the news, I saw on Facebook that Atiku is running. Buhari is coming back. This one is coming back. These are old men, no?
Yes.
They are still coming back. Mm-hmm. Presidential tussle, power tussle, family successor. They have not turned it to kingship. When you finish ruling, the Igwe finish ruling, the next in line is the first son. They give it to their son.
That's correct.
They continue moving like that, power tossing. And their national anthem, in their national anthem, they say to be faithful, loyal, and honest. Who are they loyal to? Nioshi, Jesus, Agueguen, arm robbers, thieves. They have started stealing our money. They will carry it and go and store it. And tomorrow they will say they will defend our unity, uphold our unity.
Yes.
And now, in their own national pledge, they said the labors of their heroes past. And that heroes past, they say Biafrans does not exist. What about those Biafrans that fought the war? That even made that zoo came into existence. These are things that should be heard. And in the end, they said here that their nation bound with freedom, peace, and unity. When one particular side is being marginalized, for good luck, Jonathan, anytime you people call his name, there is something that I don't know. There's some, I feel so much pain. Imagine going to pay homage.
Yes.
He has turned to a Muslim.
Yes.
He went to go and talk to Bayaru. What is he going to tell
him? He went for sickness visit. What is he called? He went to sickness visit.
Yes, now in the national, they said Nigeria call and obey. Here, he doesn't call and obey. Instead, Jonathan, instead, Bayaru calls, he obeys. When he goes there, he puts his head on the ground.
Yes.
These are things we suffer in that land they call the zoo. So we Biafrans, it is time now to stand up in mass and deal with them. Tell them we are coming. They are preparing to run this reign of 2015. We are coming. They should continue running because we are coming with everything we have. Imagine them training up their little children. 10 years, they are carrying guns. I saw them on Facebook yesterday. Chinua, the great Chinua Achebe, in his book, there's another that said, Enekenti Oba said, as man has learned to shoot without missing, I, Enekenti Oba, has also learned to fly without perching. We, the Biafrans, they have started training their children. We also have also devised a means to also fight for this freedom. Freedom we will fight, and freedom we will get.
Yes,
so I am telling all Biafrans, we should not tarry. We should not be afraid. We should come out in mass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Well spoken, as always. People are already commending your statement. Let's go back to Rita. Can you hear me?
Yes, Nandi.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Let me still give it to my brother. I will come back to you later.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Nandi.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, welcome on the line.
Yes, welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, the what I'm trying to let you know is about the forcing the Imo youth and everybody here to register into APC by the governor of Imo State. No, that he made it that if you don't register into APC party, you will not have work. Even though they have called up for the youth work, the youth must work program. Everybody should go and register, and everybody is registered, which is not good to our people. Forcing people to register into the political party, which we know that belongs to the Northerners and the South, that is destroying our people. So we want to let you know about that.
So if you don't register with APC, you will not get employment.
Yes, you must register. They put registration booth anywhere in the town. Even in Akwakuma, where I stay, we have in the church, we have in the junction, we have a table which is about two poles. So they use us to register so that they can work because of the form they gave them before that you must. So now the condition is that if you don't register with APC as a worker in Imo State, you will not work. It's happening even now. The results stopped last Monday. But I hear that they continue the registration next week.
Amazing. Akunani Honegu. that Islam has taken over. Islam has taken over Imo State. Islam, yes. By force, you must register. That is the way they come.
And they are moving around with keke and moto. Now I think that everybody should go and register. That is true.
We are finished then. So we need to hurry up. Okay. We need to hurry up. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I don't know if Rita has something to say to us. Please, you give her the phone. I don't know if she has something.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Sandy. You know, we are just talking. You know, we are just talking. You need to see what is happening in Owerri. You need to see because we cannot really, really describe it. There is a market here in Owerri. I think they call that market relief market. Do you know that the indigents can no longer go there freely? Because the Hausa Fulani people have taken over that area. That even when you were as a citizen, I mean as an indigent, you want to go in there to buy. How dare you even kick anything? They will gather and they will beat you and nobody will say nothing. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They have invaded Owerri. They have taken over Imo State. And nobody is doing nothing about it. Please, like we are in a meeting, we have been in this meeting for about 2-3 hours now, and everybody is shouting for transmitter. Because since we've been in Owerri, we have been able, you know, to gather people for them to listen to the broadcast, and everybody is saying that the only thing that will help our people is the broadcast coming from this side. A lot is happening here, a lot that we cannot mention. Abominable things are happening here, and I don't know. If you don't register, you can't get employment. If you don't register, you can't buy. If you don't register with APC, you can't trade. Of course, you know that when Lagos State started it, some people were saying that they cannot enforce it. But lo and behold, they are enforcing it. And that is what is happening here. That is, if Reuters or Korotia remains here, I wonder if in the next 2-3 months, we will still lay claim to Owerri as part of Biafra land. Please, another brother wants to talk. Please hold on.
My goodness me, that's terrible. Anybody from you? Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Yes, Wandem, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. For the benefit of our listeners, they want to know your name, please, and where you come from. Go ahead.
We are from Omokwara Mbwe in the Biafra land.
Yes, and your name again?
I'm a Wandu.
Wandu. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a coordinator of Olu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. There is something that bothers my heart so much to tell you about this so-called governor of Imo State, which is from Oboko, precisely nearby my... immediately he entered into office, he demolished houses without registering them, without... Even my brother's house, even our house... And even the entire villages along the road that he normally go through before he enter his house or something like that, he demolished the houses without registering them, without compassion. No.
Finally, we've lost them. We've lost them. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Very shortly, our lines shall be opening. You must know what to say. Who's from Imo State here? Very soon you turn into a Muslim. Do you have something to say? It's your state. Say something. Give him the microphone. His state is going away from him. Go ahead.
My name is Uche Nzekwe. And honestly, I am not surprised.
And where are you from?
I am from Obinze.
Obinze.
Owerri.
No, Owerri itself, yes.
I am not surprised of what is happening in Nigeria. Or the zoo, as may say. Even in Owerri, or in Abia State. I am not surprised that a son of a governor shot his PA. I knew that it would come to this one day. And this is just the beginning. One day our own children will become criminals and killers and murderers.
That's correct.
They will begin to use dagger and kill one another. Because I said something before about separation. And I'm going to repeat it again. Why Biafra should separate from these evil people? There is no way you can put goat with a lion together in the same house. If Britain really loves us, why must they bring sheep and bring lion and put them together? One must die. And these people have maltreated us so much. But what I want to say is about the killing that have started in Igbo land or in Biafra land. It is just the beginning. When we were small, my father told us, my children, I say, please do not mingle with this tribe. We said, why? He said, because they don't respect their parents. They are drunkards. They are smokers. They don't go to school. They are arrogant. Look, the whole people creating problem in Aba City, because I grew up in Aba, at this particular tribe. Stay away from them, because you people will be corrupt also. And we'll begin to avoid those people. Does it mean my father hate them? No, because of their character. If we should live with these people, we shall become killers. The son of a governor have become a killer.
Yes.
Because he has been corrupted by this Nigerian way of ruling. Everything is false. Of course they say it's democracy. People don't have to say anything. Then if a PA is being shot, what about a poor man?
Exactly.
Or a poor man on the street? That is to say, you don't have anything to say.
What hope do they have?
I came from Obinze, near the Obinze Barracks.
Yes.
And when I was growing, I saw what Hausa Boko Haram did to my village. They turned the whole farm into a grass. They bring their cows and the cows will eat all the cassava. And nobody will say a word. If you talk, they will bring that bulal and flog you. Before you know, they will go and bring soldiers from the camp and flog the whole people. If our people that are Okada riders drive into military barracks, they will flog them. What am I trying to say? If you refuse to run this race and you are afraid of war, but I want for you to know, every Biafra man should know that there is war already. Because there is killing. If there is no war, why is there killing every day? A man told me, he said, look, my son, I want to train all my daughters in a high institution. I'm not training them for them to get job tomorrow because I know that there's no job for them. I am training them for them to be educated. And every Biafran today is going to school to be educated, not to have a job. Go to Biafran land, you see thousands of people. Thousands of Okada drivers. You know where I'm from. The whole Keke Napepe drivers are graduates with first class upper. But there's no job opportunity for them. But go to North, they pay people to go to school. 2005, BBC said that 5,000 Nigerians leave the country every day. And they are discovered as a traveler that most of them that are running away from the country, 5,000 every day is Biafrans. Because we cannot stay in our own nation again. The people have oppressed us. Our governors have been corrupted. Our traditional rulers have been corrupted with Nigerian way of living. Of course, we don't believe in bribing, but they have bribed us. And everybody now see bribing as it is not a sin, but it's a way of surviving. Of course, our brother was made the chairman of the West local government. Under 6 months, he went to America and built duplex and bought cars. This is Nigerian way of living. But the people that voted him do not see him one day. He got money and packed his family and ran to America. Everybody survived on their own. This is not how Biafra it was created. But Nigeria have corrupted them. And more will happen if we don't separate ourselves from these people. As my father said, we should separate ourselves from this group. That's so right. I am not surprised in whatever that is happening to Owerri. Because this particular man called Roger Sokrocha is a Muslim. And they want to turn my place to a Muslim city. But I bet you that the God that I serve, who is jealous, who have sanctified the Biafrans to serve him, and you are not trying to bring another religion in his place. You are an enemy of God. And the same God that dealt with his enemies will deal with you also if you don't permit the children of God to serve him. Biafran is not a Muslim land. We don't practice Islamic. We are not killers. We are lovers. We love every people. But if you want to bring us into killing, our God will kill you first. That is all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our lines are going crazy. Let's try and take a few calls, please. Let us try and take a few calls. Then we'll proceed. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Emeka. I'm from Biafra land.
Emeka who? What is your son?
Emeka Mewane, Director.
And where are you calling from?
Sorry, I'm calling from Igwacha precisely.
Igwacha is Port Harcourt. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I will start by welcoming you back. You know, for that time, we are not hearing your voice, and now you're back again.
Thank you.
Director, highly welcome. Yeah. I want to greet those to the people of Sicily here. I say, Mechikwa Diama, bless all of them for coming out for Biafra.
Amen.
And I also want to make a little comment about this struggle. You know, some of our people do not really understand what this struggle is all about. When you tell them about Biafra, they ask, do you want to fight a war? Do you carry guns? And the rest of them. You know, but they fail to understand the power of media. Like this Radio Biafra now has given us a voice to say our mind the way we feel. So I'm commending the struggle and the movement. And I also want to tell my people through this media that from my own perspective, the moment Ndị Igbo or Biafra as a whole come together as one under a common front, there will be no need for any war. As we come together, the zoo is burning. Without shooting a gun. That is what I'm seeing. As you're coming together, they are scattered. Because our problem is individuality. Individuality. Everybody wants to beat the ruler. Nobody wants to kill behind the other person. So I am commending this movement seriously. And I want to tell these other people who do not understand to understand it that way. So come back, to come together under a common front. I will get that far. That is the little point I want to convey to my people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. You have spoken very, very well. Called us from Igwacha. How many of you here know that Igwacha is Port Harcourt? That is the name. You don't know?
We do.
That's very good. This is Radio Biafra. Please. You are all going to speak one after the other. If we can get our systems to work properly. Even that one, too, is getting a bit troubled. But we are here. We have someone on the line already? Do we have somebody on the line on Skype? My goodness me. I thought we had somebody on Skype. Or what is going on? No. Who else has something to say, please? You say it before we return to the line. Before we return to the line, please. And before you do, hold on a second. Hello. Give us your name and where Hello. You are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Tomodino.
Can you turn your system down? We can hear ourselves.
on the background. Can you turn your system down, please?
Okay, yeah, are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Somadina Onwumere. I'm from Imo State, Olo Umudioka, Umudioka Owerri. I'm son of late Mr. Ferdinand Onwumere, junior brother of Chief Emeka Onwumere. I'm living in Senegal.
In Senegal. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I'm very, very happy with my people, Biafra. Today is the first day I'm calling this. I'm making this confession with your people. This is the first day, and I'm very, very happy to hear from my people, especially our leader. I also thank you very, very, very well for your support and your hard working for our country to come to pass. What I believe is that one day, and that day is soon to come. God will surely grant us all our heart desire.
Amen.
And what I need to add is that our youth, as I am representing, I hear by my calling you people right now, I am representing the young youths of our country, Biafra, to come and unite together very, very well. Support whatever we require, whatever Nigerian being passed away country required, that we should give them. We can be able to give. My name is Somadina, and you are Igbo. You have to understand the name, Somadina. I will never do something that only me will stay. Rather, I will do something that I will die for others to stay. I am willingly, 100% willingly to provide myself whatever you require from me. I am willing in this country to provide it. Sometimes I'll be imagining I am living in Senegal right now. I have been living in India last year. I am living in Mumbai, India last year. India, is it better than our country, Biafra? No. The answer is no. Senegal, is it better than our country, Biafra? The question is no. But we cannot cope in all country. So right, that is why all youth are running away, finding way to succeed. We are like a slave in our own country, which is not proper. So why am I alive, living, while others are still suffering? It's better that I die for others to enjoy. So I am willing to provide myself whatever you require from me. I am saying this with anger. I'm no longer happy. Last 3 years ago, whenever I had this Biafra, I would become too angry because my late father died on the war, and that my late father is very, very rich then. His property in Port Harcourt and other ways, after the war, they took it out. He did not get anything. Later, he started. As a pause, while our late grandfather was so rich, but because of the war, he died. So whenever I hear that, I will be so angry because of the condition we are today. But today, I have decided to provide myself to support whatever he required. My grandfather died because of Biafra. To succeed, I also decided he is the one who let leave that name. Tell my father that, and if he got a son that resembled him, let him leave that name to him. Some Adina, let him never leave alone. So when they give birth on me, they give me that name, Some Adina. And since I'm not in 5 years old, but since when I started, I am a hustler. I have traveled to 3 countries. I have been in India, Botswana, and this Senegal right now. It's not that all these countries better than our country, Biafra, but it's not better. But it's because of the condition we have lived in our country. So why are our people traveling? Why we have better hope? So we need to come back to collect what belongs to us. So I am advising all youths. I take myself at the point of contact. Let all youth unite together because we believe. My
my father told me before he died, he told me that wherever I'm going, let me enter the slow vehicle for me to reach in time. So one of my friends that I'm discussing with today, he told me that I told him that I must speak in Biafra broadcast radio today. Must. He said I will never go anywhere, I can never walk, I can never do my work, I can never eat. Unless I spoke to Biafra radio broadcast. Then when you mentioned we should add Mrs. John, I first asked her, and she is one advised me to begin call one, to them must pick my call. So since then I'm calling, and I thank God you picked my call. So I'm very honestly for you to pick my call.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And what I have to say to you is that you have spoken very well. That is the type of spirit we welcome here on Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra. We have a presence already in Senegal. You said you're in Senegal. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Senegal.
We have a presence there already. Go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in Senegal.
Okay.
And join them. And I've also asked our overall coordinator of all coordinators to make contact with our coordinator in Senegal to provide your details for them to make contact with you so that you can be part of them. Okay?
I will be very, very happy. I will do that immediately tomorrow, because here now is 7:55. So tomorrow I will do that very immediately. Let my chair want to speak with you.
Okay.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Manjike Emmanuel Talanta. I'm also happy to get you online.
Go ahead.
So, actually, we appreciate what is going on, and we are also planning to put our following and members here in Dakar Senegal to support Biafra with all our needs. As long as we are alive, we must surely get to our dream.
No, your line is extremely exceptionally noisy. You may have to come back to us. A lot of people are calling from all over the place. Who wants to speak here, please, before we go back to the lines? A lot of people are calling, and from what our brother said, after speaking, we will read exactly how somebody described you in the early 15th century. In 14 something, somebody wrote about you precisely. Our brother said he's been to 3 countries. He's here. It was noticed in early 15th century that this is in our nature. And we'll tell you how and why. We have it here in front of us. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. As I told you yesterday, I have little things to say today. By the way, I am from Anioma, Dera State. I am the coordinator of Syracuse, Sicily. There is a great burden in me. Anytime I think about the dangerous facts that is not recorded or documented in the history of Biafra. And I want to tell you that the easiest thing to be buried is lie. When you bury lie, it is forever. But when you bury the truth, it must resurrect. There is a great truth in the battle of Biafra. And I want to tell you that Biafra is ordained. How do you know this? I want to prove it to you. For many years now, we have been crying for freedom and nobody answered us because it is ordained. The earth is evil world. There is no truth. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Nobody have stopped good luck from going to Canada or going anywhere else, spending money for that zoo because they did not answer the people of Biafra. But because of the law passed against gay, good luck is stopped from
visiting Canada. And nobody has stood up and said, because you refuse to answer beyond the cry of the people, we will not do this for you, we will not do that. Nobody cares. But shout about lesbian and gay, the whole world will hear it. I want to tell you, you cannot bury the truth. You cannot bury the truth. That is why I am using this Apple opportunity to speak to the sons and daughters of Biafra. To join our director. To voice it out. Voice it out. There is power in your voice. It is greater than machine gun. It is greater than armored car. Voice it out. Because any prophecy that is not voiced out is as useless as nothing. Any photo that is not shared is a private issue. Any vision that is not shared is private. You cannot keep Biafra in private. You should voice it out. And I want to speak to Anyoma people, my fellow Anyoma people. If you don't know that you are a Biafran, the enemy knows you. The enemy knows you. We should stop pretending. I read the book about Biafran Civil War. But the real dangerous facts is not documented. It's not recorded. But I got it from my grandmother, a living witness of the war and what happened in Agboland. She used it to give us story every night. And I want to share it with you that, according to her, when the Biafran soldiers were running home, they were killing nobody. He said he heard the noise of the people. He ran out. They hit. He fell down when they hit her. They entered and began to eat food. They ate and run away. And they were not killing anybody. And nobody called them for food. Nobody fed them. They were running without food in a great hunger, and there was food. After they have left, the enemy came, killing people. The enemy came, killing people. And she said, the king of Agboland, they were nowhere to be found. He said, if you remain in palace, they start from you. They were looking for the kings in the normal land. And finally, the soldiers too were hungry. They called the people. They gathered oil, plantain, yam, and all. But the major thing they did, they told the whole men to hide. About 5 men followed the group of women dancing for the enemies, supply food to them. She said in Agbo language, she didn't say dead body full grando. She said, Ozualoto. Ozualoto. Ozualoto means what? Dead body was like a carpet in Agbo land. And there is no history that Agbo is a cemetery without grave. Then who are those people? The sons and daughters of Anyoma, the sons and daughters of Agbo land. Therefore, I want to declare it to you that the enemy knows you. It is the food they ate at Abode that gave them the strength to march forward to Asaba. Yesterday I told you, I said, it is better we win this battle without war. Listen to me. If we win this battle by war, through war, we will feed their generation. We will feed their children from generation to generation, because we were feeding them in during the war while the people, our people, were dying. Today we are still feeding them. Our people are dying. Talk less of if we fight and win them. I told you, my mother said, also a lot of, and they were sending food to the people. And when these people got to Asaba, do you know what they did? They made the same call. They couldn't keep people because they sent women to them. They sent women to them. If some men came out, they will eat the food that murdered them cold-blooded. They came to Asaba. Today, if you go to Asaba, tell them you need a house. They will tell you, wait for the landlady to come. Or come back tomorrow and speak with the landlady. People thought maybe their women are witches and wizards, they have killed all their men. No! No! When they got to that place, they called them meeting. They want to see the whole Asaba in Arcade Grand, very close to Grand Hotel. That is where the great men of Asaba were slain. They all answered in group. The whole men at Asaba came out. They foolishly came out. Today now we are shouting, Biafra, Biafra, who is the zonal coordinator of Asaba? The enemy called them, all came out. I met a man that worked in Asaba Tester Mill with one eye, a living witness. Suddenly, as they make sure the whole people have entered the arcade ground, they open fire and begin to shoot and shoot until they kill the whole man. The man said he fell among the dead. Inside the bullet, he jumped into the bush. And one eye was punctured because of the speed at which he entered into the bush. The only man that escaped. I saw him with my eye. They answered the call of the enemy. Today we are calling them. Nobody wants to answer. But if it is to feed the enemy, everybody will spend money to feed them. Go to the street opposite Grand Hotel there. Ask, there is a history there. A woman that refused to marry, that remained a widow till she died. Why? Because the soldiers grabbed the woman to rape her. The husband said no. In the presence of the woman, he was shot dead. Go to Asaba and hear the history. The enemy knows you. There is nothing, the enemy. The enemy knows you. If you don't know, you are well known by your enemy. Just like a child, the child of God that is born, a minister of God, you start fighting the unknown enemies. Even though you are fighting Christians, they know that you are for Christ. They will begin to fight you. The enemy knows you. So it is better you come out and join the people. The voices of freedom.
Speak closer to the microphone, please. Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
It is better you rise up and join these voices of freedom to liberate yourself and the people from dehumanization, from degeneration. There is no need hiding. How can, where has it happened? That is why I love that novel. There was a country. There was a country.
There was a city. There was a village. That the old men were wiped. It's not only Rwanda. It's not only in Sudan. It has happened before those cities, before those countries. So we need to open our eye. Open your eye, children of Biafra, and know that you are a citizen of Biafra. Know yourself better than your enemies, so that you will never be a victim of your enemies. Thank you, and God bless you as you support this Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much for that well spoken. Like I said it before, that when people from Anioma start to speak, they're in the struggle. When they start speaking, you will know that they're a very different breed from the rest. I promised you before that before we go to take more calls after him, I will read something that Domingos Alvarez wrote about you sometime around the 1400s. This very manuscript he wrote, he was a navigator, he was a sailor. It's titled African Healing and the Intellectual History of the Atlantic World. We have the materials, we will circulate it because it's our duty to educate our people. And that is what we are going to do. So that you know where you come from. And you, so that you may know where you're heading to. Unfortunately, a lot of us do not know where we are coming from. Hence, our moral laxitude. This very fact that we cannot seem to find exactly where we are going to. Different definitions, different directions. I'm not surprised. Given our tortured history, it doesn't come to me as a shock that most of us are easily led astray. But I believe in one thing, that the truth is constant. That once you speak the truth, anybody who is directly descended from Chukwu Abiama himself should be able to grasp it. And that's why we are here. When we speak the truth, you know. I mentioned it on this very radio station that anything we tell you, maximum is 2 weeks. When you first hear it, it sounds very fantastic. Sometimes unbelievable. You say it's not true, it can never happen. Until you begin to receive the very clear manifestation of all those things we have said to you. Be them in news reporting, be they in our analysis or in our predictions. I will go to read out some of these very, I'll call them very strong verses. This is what Domingos Alvarez wrote in his book titled, or in a pamphlet, African Healing and the Intellectual History of the Atlantic World. Now let us discuss the fertility of the land. Talking about your land, where you come from. It is the same as is general throughout Guinea. Remember, there was a map I told you before about people who are original. Do you remember? I mentioned the Biafran people, I mentioned Guinea, I mentioned Nubia, and I mentioned Ethiopia. Do you remember? It's here. Confirmation of what I told you. We must continue. Although there is little rice. Today, do we have rice in abundance where we come from? No, you don't know. It's only in Abakaliki we grow rice and not in abundance. So we don't have rice. This man knew in 14-something that we are not rice-eating people as such. We'll continue. There is little rice. The staple foodstuff is called funde. I don't know what it's called now, but we're researching it to see what it is exactly. Together with Milo Branco, which is white millet. Is that not maize or something? And it's called Mascaroca, which I believe should be cassava. Both very healthy foods being more common. The earth crops are yams. Yam. The earth crop is here. And macaras. I was right. It's cassava. Varying quantities of these are grown depending on the skills of the inhabitants, some of whom are very hardworking as well as being well disposed. Like in Nguateren, where as you're pulling out the cassava from the ground, you're putting new ones in. It has been claimed that the people of Biafra are outstanding in this letter respect, hard work, which might be gathered from what the Lord, Chukwokike, has written upon their physical features. For these people have the most handsome features throughout the western part of Ethiopia. To contemplate the bearing, the smile, the dignity, and the fine physical proportions of a Biafran, coupled with his mildness of character and his devotion to the person who brought him up, gives one much to think about. Are you listening to English language? They are describing you. In 1400, this man, Domingos Alvarez. Do you see why some people, some forces of darkness, don't want Radio Biafra to exist? They don't want you to know the truth. They tell you, oh, Biafra is coming, it's coming. Fly the flag, kidnap a few people, rape a few women, steal a few lands, Biafra will come. They don't want you to know your history, with which you can go out and defend and defeat anybody in any argument. That is why we rarely lose arguments. Why should we? We've been studying it for nearly 18 years. That's what I say. One question. It's never not happen. One question only, not two. I will unravel you. Unbelievable. It is astonishing how, for now they're talking about you, those of you that came abroad, this same thing was happening in the 1400s. Our behavior today. Listen to what a Portuguese man wrote about you, having studied you for many years of navigating your coastline. It is astonishing how forgetful they are in their own land regarding their parents and relatives who are shadowy figures in their recollection compared with those they recognize as their guidance and under whose authority they find themselves. Do you understand that? Once you come abroad, you forget those at home. A Portuguese man wrote this about you in the 1400s. His name is Domingos Alvarez, if you want to read it up. And the pamphlet is called African Healing and Intellectual History of the Atlantic World. So that thing suffering you're doing today didn't start today. When you leave home, you forget home completely. No wonder Chukwu Abiyama abandoned us. That you find men and women growing old in cold snow in Sweden. Okwandibo, Nde Biafra. Growing old in another person's land. You ask them to think for themselves, how many Swedish people are in your village where you come from? How many? Do you think Sweden fell from heaven? Do you think London fell from heaven or Rome for that matter? Don't you know men and women built it? You want to come and eat and reap where you have not sown. No wonder they treat you with so much disdain and disregard because you have no honor and no dignity. We are here to restore your honor and your dignity. And the clearest visible manifestation of that is the restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's why we are here. Nothing more, nothing less. Who else has something to say? The lines are going mental. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Who has something to say, please? Go ahead. Yes. No, can you give him that one, please? There is static on that. Give him that particular one, please. There are a lot of people calling, and we ask them to please to be patient. The lines will soon open. It will soon open, but a lot of people are calling. Please do bear with me. Let's take this call. Let's take this very call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, my fellow dear friends all over the world. My name is Anel Chukwumetezie. I'm from Olu, in our local government, Biafra land. I'm calling from Italy. By special God grace, my PRO, Treviso Zone. I have an announcement to make. concerning tomorrow, hosting our director at Treviso Zone. We are going to host our director in Best West Western Park Hotel, Continental City, Fandona di Piave, via 32 Matiri Street. Date 17 and 18 February 2014, which is Monday and Tuesday. We are advising people that are coming from Puerto Grado to enter train and stop at Sandona train station. Those that are coming from Mestre, they should enter train and stop at Sandona train station. Those that are coming from Treviso, they will enter bus, blue bus, and stop at Sandona bus station. From train station is just 15 minutes trek. While from bus station is 5 minutes trek to this Best Western Continental Hotel that is at Sandona, the city of Sandona. So as you are coming, you will see somebody around the bus station or train station that will direct you. And I want to leave my number on air in case of if you miss direction. The number is 3296827084. I repeat, 3296827084. This is the number of PRO, Treviso Zone. Thank you, Director, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. I will please urge you to give us that address again and speak it very slowly, the address where the live broadcast to the whole world will be coming out of tomorrow. Go ahead.
The address is Best Western Park Hotel Continental, City, Sandona di Piave, via 23 Matiri Street.
Okay.
That's the address.
That's the address. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's Best Western. Okay. I stayed there when I was in Atlanta. And I also stayed there when I was in Cologne, in Germany. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much. And our line, who has something to say, please? Please, you may go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Anywhere you're from, any place, any time of the morning, evening, good morning. My name's Stanley A.C. Okosa. Yeah, what I have to say is this.
And where are you from?
I'm from Ndokwa East Local Government Abo.
Ndokwa East Local Government. In Anioma?
No, Anioma.
Where?
In Oshimili Local Government, Delta State.
Oshimili Local Government. That's Anioma then. Go ahead.
So, what I'm saying is this. The Biafra is already held. And most of us, anybody that is partaking in Biafra, you are not doing it for anybody, but you are doing it for yourselves and for the future of tomorrow. And secondly, it comes to the leaders also. Because this Biafra have already been held many years ago. The freedom have been there. But the problem we are having there is the leader. So we have to still pray for the leaders also. So that anything that has to do with bribe or corruption, God should not put them in our sight any longer. As we can see, our freedom have already been settled. If it's not the bribing that, because they see within them, okay, what we say enemies, they see that yes, coming to the final point for us to get the freedom, for everything to be free, they come in to bribe the leaders so that everything we keep. Because somebody, for example, somebody if that is ahead of the authority that is carrying people, for example, good luck, the person that is ahead that everybody believes that is Biafra, now went to pay official visit or invited to what is it called? Yeah, to pay him official visit.
Yes.
Which means that's where we are having problems. So this thing is what we got to be involved us to pray that God should lead us, that anybody that has to be a bribing leader or something, that he should put it aside. That would not be our portion. Because the main issue, and if you look to the history, Biafra is already have been free. We have our own freedom. But the problem we are having there are the leaders. Because even that's why you see the devil sees very clearly. He sees clever. Because he will see that, yes, this thing is already, I've already behold. Then the devil will try to come and find one thing or the other to close that place. And that is where we should be fighting. That's why I'm begging all the Biafran is the world, that they should pray also, involve for the leaders also. This is very important.
It's very important we pray. I agree with you, but it's also very important that we have very good laws. This is the country of Berlusconi, is that correct?
Yeah.
Where he was convicted of felony, is that correct?
Yeah.
Did he go to prison or not?
No.
Why not?
Hostage.
Because of the age.
Yeah.
But he was convicted.
Yeah.
It wasn't God. People didn't pray for him. The law is there. If you break the law, you go to prison regardless of who you are. It's the law that makes you to obey. Traffic lights, when you get there, you stop. It's not Jesus Christ praying for you in heaven so that you will stop. It's not somebody praying for you in a convent that when you get there, may let your brake. If your brake does not work, when you get a fine through the letterbox, next time your brake will work. It's the law that makes it possible for us. I understand what you're saying also, that you need to pray for those who are in a visionary position to take you to where you're going. Once we get into Biafra land, we will have a set of laws that will make it impossible for you to give or receive bribe. If you do so, you will go to prison. So that in your next life, you will not give or take bribe. We are making it very clear that Biafra is the exact opposite, the antithesis of the zoological republic calling itself Nigeria, the expired product called Nigeria. We cannot be like Nigeria. It's impossible. Never. There will be no guns, talk less of an idiot, even if you're a governor. You will go to work on a bus and on a bicycle. Do you know that? There will be no siren following you about. Siren will only work for three people. The police, the ambulance, and fire service. Nobody will use siren anymore. What for? What is siren for? You are the emergency yourself. Siren is meant for emergency only. If you break the law, you will be put in jail. There will be trial by jury, not one man or woman sitting in judgment to determine the guilt of or innocence of another person. There will be grand jury indictment. This, the same way that Theodore's son committed a crime in Omoaiha town, you will get the people around there and swear them in as a grand jury to determine if the idiot will stand trial or not. It's not in the hands of the police. Grand jury will be constituted around the area where the crime took place, and he will be tried. We've not been studying for nothing. I told my father I will not go to school without putting into practice what I have read. You cannot come and understand that the economic principle is driven by demand and supply. You provide goods and services which people want to buy and sell. That is how you survive. In other words, when you start importing video games, you start importing flat screen and you don't manufacture them, those you are buying it from need something from you in return. And that is oil, crude oil. You see, if you don't have crude oil or any other means, you cannot bring that thing in. Do you know that? Do you know? Simple laws of economics. Something is always a changing for something else. Do you know that? That money is only a medium through which transactions can be facilitated. The reason why I'm drawing inferences from all these things is to remind you that we are not daft. We have been studying for Biafra for a very long time. Our places will be built. You just can't see your uncle driving a bus. You stop and say, oh, Uncle Chineke Gozie, you can sit down without paying. It's not possible. You will pay. If you don't pay, you'll be done for fair evasion. And you'll go to prison. You get a criminal record. So you, next time you'll not get employment. We cannot be like the zoo. God forbid. Instead of us to be like Nigeria, I ask you, Biafra, not to give us Biafra. So that we continue to suffer until we come to our senses that that is the kingdom of God on this very earth. Even white people told you in 1400s that there is no difference between your place and their place in Europe. It's here now. There is no difference. You people are civilized as those of them in Europe until sin. Mehir. Like the nonsense that happened in Omaha yesterday. Clouded your sense of judgment and Lucifer took over. Somebody said here that Lucifer is very smart and can see very clearly. Took over and started to direct you towards the wrong path. You started to do all manner of abominable things. Things that are evil became acceptable in your sight. Things that should be frowned upon, you started smiling upon those things. And Chukwu Abiyama removed his glory on you. That is why you are in Sicily. That is why you are in Minnesota. That is why you are in Ontario in Canada. That is why you are in Russia. That is why you are suffering scattered all over the earth. Every year you are begging for paper, begging for renewal of paper. Whereas you have a home where you come from. This magnificent structure was built, made up of stones and sand. In your place you have stone and sand. In other words, it holds that you can build exactly the same magnificent structure in your village. Nothing is stopping you. It is your ability to marry the forces of production to be able to make it happen. In the new Biafra, we shall do so. We will be a civilized nation. We will employ people to work for us. We will attract inward investment from every leading country in the entirety of the world. We shall tell our people that we actually read economics and that we know how to grow an economy. Not the Hausa one. You sell 4 barrels of oil. You import limousine for the MA of Gwandu. You sell 4 barrels of crude oil and you import PlayStation for the daughter of the Sultan of Sokoto. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. We must proceed. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller? Oh, yes, of course they can. It's my fault. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are. We are in Sicily. Please.
Yeah, my name is Anthony K. Chukwu from Agluzibu, another local government area in Anambra State.
Go ahead.
In Biafra land. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for your efforts so far and pray that God will continue to guide and bless you.
Thank
and
you.
At the same time, I want to extend my greeting to the Biafrans in Sicily. Thank you all for hosting our director. I'm so happy that to hear the a kind of encouragement words that is so powerful from the dear friend in Sicily. I pray that God will continue to strengthen all of you and we will get there where we are going. Director, I want to chip in small things. I've said it before, but I feel like I want to say it again. After our match on the 30th of May, there are a few things, like, according to in our culture, there are a few things we don't forget to do. According to our culture, when somebody does something good to us, we must revisit the person with goods as well. The reason why I say this is, please, I suggest, and in my opinion, that it is good for us to organize ourselves so that we can pay a visit to the past leaders of country that stood by us at difficult times. Something like somebody like Charles de Gaulle of France, who died in 1969, we're supposed to pay a visit to them and organize our people and send delegates to pay a condolence visit to them, to remind them that we appreciate their effort and the help they give us during the difficult time, and we are still on board now. Somebody like Charles de Gaulle, who died in 28 April 1969, French Prime Minister, and his successor Charles Pompidou, who died in 2 April 1974. in Tanzania, Julius Nyerere of Tanzania, who died October 14th, 1999. Gabon Omar Bongo, who died 8 June 2009. Haiti Prime Minister Francois Duvalier, who died 21 April 1971. Zambia President Kenneth Kaunda, who died 2 November 1991. And Ivory Coast Prime Minister Hafez Biogni, who died 7 December 1993. So it is important, in my opinion, that we supposed to arrange ourselves and visit these countries with our to lay a wreath on their graveyards and give them respect on behalf of Biafran people, to thank them for being with us and thank them for still remain with us. Because when our general passed away, all these, most of all these countries are right there when General Ojukwu was buried, to show that they are still with us. So it will be very important thing for us as our culture to return that favor to them, to know them that we remember and we appreciate them and we're still thanking them. So not to save our time, I just want to stop here, and that's what I have to say. Keep it up, and God bless you all, those in Sicily, and God bless you, all the crew members of Radio Biafra, and our Ebo director. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You're doing very, very well. What we must do is, and a sinolo, mana mapuana, my charity begins at home. We honor our dead first before we go out. It's like going outside to eat at a place they are doing a second burial without having done one for your father. If you go there, eat, you will die. Do you know that?
No, that is after the...
Exactly.
After, I said after the...
That is correct. You are very, very correct. I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. We are going to go out to honor those men that supported us. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you, and God bless you. I love Malaysia very much. They are wonderful people in Malaysia. Very formidable. Exceptionally formidable in Malaysia. Very strong. I love them. We are going to honor our dead. As our brother Rafi said, the massacre at Asaba, do you know that they came out and shot all of them? There are villages you go to in Anioma. There are no men left. They were all killed, slaughtered. We must honor them. We have to remember them for what they died for and tell them in no uncertain terms that what they fought for, we are going to accomplish, because Biafra must come. Biafra has to come. Because without Biafra, you are nothing. You are a mere immigrant, economic migrant. Regardless of your status, if you're a doctor, an engineer, is absolutely irrelevant. You are a wretched migrant where you are. And a parasite, for that matter. You are a parasite. Because where you come from, you have every available resource under the sun to make it great. If you abdicate that responsibility and decide to live all your life abroad without making any meaningful contribution towards the socio-economic advancement of your people, you are not worthy to be called a human being. We are here to make you realize your potential. And your potential, if I may say, lies in Biafra. Because without Biafra, you are nothing. You are nothing. Imagine being buried a Nigerian. Dear Lord, God forbid, Satan. Nigeria. A place that has no meaning. They also went forward to describe your place where you come from. They said there is the great kingdom of Biafra to the east of Benin. Your name is everywhere. History books are replete with your name. Biafra, that they want to sweep under the carpet. We are older than the center of learning at Timbuktu in Mali. Arguably, I think it's the oldest university in the world. They want to sweep it under the carpet and ask you to be afraid of your name. It is like, for those of you who are Christians, trying to worship God without saying in the name of Jesus. How do you think that God will come to you? It's like seeking for freedom. You want to be emancipated personally, without recognizing God's creation, which is Biafra. There is no way you can be blessed. That is why, do you see what Theodore G's son did yesterday? What is going to happen? worse is, you know, that you people are now accustomed to so much evil in Biafra land that no news shocks you anymore. Isn't it funny? You are now immune to bad news. Even if they say now that tsunami has swept everybody away, including our parents back home, do you think you'll be shocked? No, you won't be shocked. That is how much evil in your jaw has permeated our consciousness, that we no longer find certain abominable crimes abhorrent. We don't anymore. Evil has become a part of us. Evil in your jaw is now a part of us, and we say no to that. I can't allow it to happen. We can't allow it to happen as Biafrans. Never. Instead, I'll be dead first. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, Director. This is Rivaldo Swan. I'm calling from London.
Let's go.
And I come from Abaje town in Wange, local government area in Biafra. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. And I thank all our brothers and sisters in Caracos, in Sicily, Italy. May God bless all Biafrans worldwide. Director, I just called in to correct one impression. The last caller that called mentioned that Kenneth Kaunda of Zambia is dead. Kenneth Kaunda is not dead. Kenneth Kaunda still lives. He's alive. He attended the burial of Nelson Mandela. So Kenneth Kaunda is still alive. I actually have a relative of his that is a friend. So Kenneth Kaunda is not dead. But the other leaders might be dead, but not Kenneth Kaunda.
Okay.
So this is Radio Biafra. I just thought I should call and correct that impression.
You did very well. Yes. Maybe his time to die has come and gone. Maybe he's too old. Maybe he should be dead. I don't know. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that very wonderful question. Thank you very much. Yeah. This is Radio Biafra. We have to proceed. Does anybody else have something to say? Ngozi Mada has been trying to get through. I don't know if our women are going to ask us to close. I don't know if it is, but I will ask Ngozi Mada to please try and call us back to tell us precisely what she is talking about. Please, who is next in line to speak? This is Radio Biafra. Please do so. Go ahead. Why is the microphone off? I've said before, don't never switch it off. It's off. Go ahead.
Hello, my beautiful people of Biafra.
It's off. That microphone is off. Why is that? Is it on or off? No, it's off. Can I have it, please? It's off. The microphone is off. That's what I'm saying. It's off. Go ahead. Don't turn it off again, please. Just speak. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director.
Go ahead.
May God bless you.
And you too, my brother.
All my people of Biafra in Sicily, may God bless you all for being here tonight. May you live long. Long life, Biafra. Before I give out this message, already I have given this message on air before, but as a servant of God, who know the truth, because Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is written, it's not my word, it's a word of our living Creator. So before I go on to say all I have to my people all over the world, those in Asia, America, Africa, Europe, and Australia, I am not a politician. I am a prophet of God. I am a servant of God with the truth. I am not here to campaign for any man to rule, but I am here to campaign for a real leader, a true leader that will lead us through. And I can never be a politician over my dead body. And I can never support a politician wherever they are. because light and darkness has nothing in common. But this gospel of Biafra, I must speak it wherever I go. This gospel of my own fatherland, my own motherland, where I come from, I must not go back. The message must continue. So anyone that believes that these men of God have come to be politicians, to join politicians, these children of God, those evangelists, those prophets, those prophetess, those pastors, should know that we are not here for campaigning of president, governors, or whatever they call themselves, because light and darkness has nothing in the common. But now, we are here to speak about our freedom. Freedom is important. I cannot have peace of mind until I see my people go back to where they come from. I told my friend pastor, I said, this may be one of the purposes I'm called as a servant of God. If I see this truth and I refuse to speak it out, God may not be happy with me. My calling is in danger. Is at danger. Dangerous one. So I have to speak. God have revealed to redeem. Now, I go back to where I come from. Let people of Biafra listen up to receive the message of God. As I said this thing before, I will repeat it again, because we are here to speak the truth. I was once in a vision where this nation, beautiful nation, Biafra, have their freedom. And that was October 3, 2013. After so much fasting and prayer and the night prayers with my friends, my pastors, friends, prayer warriors, God showed me in a vision. In the realm of spirit, I found myself in a congregation, a large congregation, not 100 members, but thousands, crowd. God took me in a realm of spirit. I saw the servant of God in the middle of crowd, congregation, speaking about this nation, Biafra. I listened to hear what he has to say. Say, there is a nation that God has granted their freedom. But that is not my concern. What I hear that made me to believe and stand on my word, that the hand of Britain is broken. Oh, my people of Biafra, listen wherever you are hearing me now. The hand of Britain is broken. That means Biafra is going. That means the world have left us to go, because the truth have come out. I don't know what you believe on. I don't know where you come from. I don't know what you think about this nation. All I have to tell you is the vision of God. And after the announcement in the realm of spirit, I was happy, glad, rejoicing in the spirit, laughing and the clapping hands. And I saw the crowd moving out of the congregation to the street, singing and dancing with the tambourines. The shouting of joy. Now, my people of Biafran, the freedom is given to you. The hand of the Britain is broken. Who is the Nigeria to hold you back? Who is the Northerner to hold you back? Who is the Western to hold you back? They are standing as giant with the spaghetti's leg, because the hand of Britain is broken. My people, my beloved brothers and brethren, everybody should know that what God says must surely come to pass. I will not serve God in a foreign land. They will not ask me to sing this precious song of Lord Jesus in a foreign land. I will not accept it. I must go home to speak. to sing these praises of Biafra to my beautiful people. As a servant of God, I cannot be buried abroad. Abomination. And I use this opportunity to tell my people, Dunukofia, Ufulu town, that I'm coming home. I am again the idol worshippers. I'm coming home. God made it possible for me to cross desert and material sin to see that all things are possible with Him. I am against whosoever that call himself native doctor, idol worshippers, that push people of God into slavery, calling them Osus. I am highly disappointed. They should bear it on their mind that people of God are coming home. But before I go on to give another message concerning Rosha Sokorosha and Odus Okalu, why I want to speak about this message because of what I heard that happened in Olu, I am not surprised. I told you, Director, yesterday that I saw in a realm of spirit Rosha Sokorosha and Odus Okalu fishing in a sea, in the river, with their hooks, throwing the hook inside the sea, where there's many fishes, but they could not catch none. None of them could catch anything. Roshas was busy. Odusa was busy. God opened my eye to see. I looked down to the sea. Everywhere were fishes, and none of them could be able to catch. I asked in the spirit, what does this mean? I was asking and asking before I got the reply that they are busy fighting for what they cannot get. And Odusa was very angry at the end of it. He was angry in the spirit. God showed me his heart. He was angry with Roshas, and he left that place with anger. I asked, what does this mean? Repentant heart. He will later regret. But that time may be late for him. This is a message of God. I continue looking. What is this man Roshas doing? Roshas was busy throwing the net, throwing the hook. I mean, no fish. And there were abundant of fishes, many fishes in the sea, in the ocean, in the river. Roshas were busy throwing net, throwing hook, and they catch nothing. Before God bring me back to see his heart, Roshas Sokorosha, repent from your evil ways. Stop slaving your people before God anger will come against you, will come upon your family. Go back to the Lord, because the land where you are polluting is innocent, is very precious. We are the apple of God's eyes. Come back to the Lord. God is calling you now to repentance. All my people of Biafra, be courageous. Do not slumber. Do not go back. We are coming up. Forward ever.
Backward never.
We must proceed. We must succeed. We must accomplish this that God has sent us. I told you again, I am not a member of Mozop from childhood, from birth. I don't know what they call Mozop. As I grow up, I hear Mozop. I don't know. I don't believe in them. I don't believe on them. I don't follow them. But since I hear this message, December, after I received my vision, October, I received this message from my brother that came from Denmark, December. I told my people here in Sicily, some that are very close to me, I said, my brothers, anything they said, we should do it, because God have revealed to redeem. Now, I have a verse of Bible to send to my people, anywhere you are, take your Bible and write it down, because I'm going to meditate on this chapter of Bible. Anywhere I day, anywhere I go, anywhere I sleep, anytime I wake up, that is the victory that God is singing to you now. Go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 43. All the people of God, listen up and write it down. Isaiah 43. All the people of Biafra, all the world that are listening at large, take Bible, take your pen, and write it down. Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to the end. But I'm going to read from 1 to 9 so that we know that we are not joking. God has sent many of us here. Anyone that is blind should open eye to see. Anyone that is deaf should listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the nation, beautiful land of Biafra. Now I read. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, I use Biafra there. O Biafra, listen to what the Lord is saying to you now, O Biafra. And he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. God has revealed to redeem people of Biafra. I have called thee by the name, thou art mine. Biafra, you are the apple of God's eyes. Amen. When thou passest through, waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord, the God, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Biafra, the Savior. I have given up Ethiopia. The Lord has broken the hand of Britons. He has given up the Britons for their ransom. I have given up Egypt for their ransom. God has given up all these strong nations for the ransom. Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, oh my God, oh my goodness. Since Biafra is precious in the sight of God. Listen, my people. God is saying something to you now. Thou has been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and the people for their life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring the seed from the east. God is doing it now. From the Italy, from east, from the west, north and the south. And they gather thee from the west. What a wonderful God. I will say to the north, oh my goodness. God is saying to the north right now, from the Sicily, give up the evil people, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. From the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have found him, yeah. I have made him. God has formed Biafra. God has made Biafra. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? And they have handy showed us former times. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is true. Praise the Lord. Because my people have eyes but cannot see. Many have ears but they cannot hear. Let them read what the word of God is saying to us now. Those that are still far from this ministry of Biafra, those that are still far, wandering, walking in the street, going astray, thinking that the Messiah will come from north, Messiah will come from west. No, the Messiah is at your hand. It's with you. We are the Biafra. We are the Easterns. The rising suns. The beautiful nation. We cannot run back to the northerners to save us. There is no help from them. God has broken the hand of Britons, I repeat. and nothing shall hold us back. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May God bless Biafra all over the world.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. You have spoken very eloquently and very well. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are announcing that the women's meeting is commencing now. We have one of them here. She cannot join you for obvious reasons. All the women around the world, please. Ngozi Madu is waiting this very moment. The meeting commences immediately. The meeting starts now, please. It's Madu 1040. Add Madu 1040 to your Skype contact list and go and attend that very meeting, please, if you may. We shall be rounding up very, very shortly. But before we do so, I will go to the line to take our very last caller for the day before we bring the program to a close. Give us your name and where you are, and keep, please restrict your contributions to only 2 minutes. Your name and hello. Where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Anthony Mokunye.
You're welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is the coordinator from Roma.
Go ahead.
In fact, I want to sincerely bless all of you that is present there today. You have all contributed so far, so good, so well. You have all spoken to the whole world, to your own depth of experience. In fact, education and experience can count on what mission we are facing. I love that people that call from Delta State or Anioma State for now and from the local government, they have spoken too well. And I will use this juncture to say thank you very much, the callers from every part of the world over the matter of Anioma State. This Anioma State has been proposed ever since, and this Anioma State is born in Biafra land. And I want them to remember that our mothers in those days used to tie a traditional wrapper, and it is marked Aniocha or Anioma Meeting and Union. And this is the foundation tradition that we have gotten ever since. And now that the Biafrans are to be, the Anioma people are all Biafrans. If they trace their roots, they should know where they are coming from and where we are going to. I object anybody who said he's never been told. If you have never been told, please you consult your father and he will tell you all the story. And we simply believe in this name now. This is restoration of Biafra in that country. We are no more of what people are thinking about us. Because when you grow, as you are growing, your father will know and see that you are growing with intelligence and all you studied and all the experience that you have gotten. If you don't implement them all, you have not conquered your mission. So it is a mission for Biafra to exist, and we have come to exist. I thank everybody in the world that sharply and academically introduce themselves and contribute to the idea that we are now facing, that we must have to realize in this world. And people will know that, yes, there are truthful Biafrans. There are people who believe, because it is written in the Bible that the day you bless a son or you have a child and you want to give him a baptism, it said that you have to teach a son or your child the way to grow, so that by the time he grows, he will abide by it. So Biafra has come to abide by our traditions and our discoveries and all the experience, whether wide and short, that it must exist. So I thank all the Saracusa, the coordinator and the national coordinator, the director of Radio Biafra. I thank them for all the implementations and the demonstration they are giving to the world, because we are all to be aware. Nobody born without being told. If they don't tell you, you don't know. But please, I would plead too for us to be more educated by following the programs and listening carefully. Each and every one of us can learn out of what we are presenting to the world today. And you can contribute fairly. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Director, I say more grace to you, Apple. Proceed, because the light and the power of truth will always lead you and lead the whole world. Those that believe in truth, the Lord Almighty, shall always see them through. Thank you very much. stop for now.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. He's another person from Anioma. Isn't it surprising? A few months ago, they're saying, oh, how about people from Delta? We say, no, they're from Anioma. That's when the time comes. What did I tell you before? The people from Anioma are more radical than us. Did I say that or not? Is it happening now or not? Anything we tell you is gospel, is the truth. And only the truth can set you free. Our ancestors built our land based on one irreducible principle. Eziokwu bụ ndụ. Truth is life. And that truth is embodied in the Almighty that we worship, Chukwu Abiam. You can call him whatever you like. But he is creation, Okike. And he has determined that the time has come for us to restore his kingdom on this very earth. If this generation does not produce Biafra, as I tell you all the time, put it down on a piece of paper, you will be swept away from the face of the earth. You will no longer exist. The same way that the Atlantis people, the Phoenicians, went into extinction, so shall you. Now is your time. Aham Efula. Now is the time to preserve yourself, preserve your country, and preserve your heritage. If you don't do it now, you are toast. As they say in England, you are finished. Look at all the abominations happening in your land. Ceaseless. Look at the amount of bloodshed in your land. The reason why 3.5 million people were killed was because we were sinful before Chukwu Abiam. We encouraged slavery by selling our own people. We allowed Osu to creep into our way of life. We started to worship idol, Arosi. Arosi. Only. And you were delivered right into the hands of the enemy to deal with you. And today, what is happening? Exactly what the Hebrews went through. Your enemies are killing you. Those that took you into slavery, that's the one slaughtering you. Now is the golden window. The small, tiny window you have is 2014 and 2015 to get Biafra. After that, after the double showing of the bloody moon this year and next year, that window will be shut for the next 500 years. And you will not get Biafra. And your name will be wiped away from history books for good. That is why this year we are going to get Biafra by doing one very simple thing. If you go back to our way of life, what we say Igwebike. Very simple. You don't need to do very much. Wherever you are on this planet, on the 30th of May, take a day off work. Take that day off work. Come outside and remember the dead. I've been told spiritually is not the day of atonement. We are waiting. You know, we are spiritual people. We are waiting for guidance from heaven as to the day we will put our atonement. It's not going to be on Eke. I'm not sure that the 30th of May is Eke. Do you know why it is an abomination to die on Eke? Do you know? Do you know people don't die on Eke before? Do you know that? When they were holy. Eke is Eke, the day reserved for the maker of the heavens and the earth. Eke Kerowa. Have you heard of that word before? Eke Kerowa. Our people don't understand, do they? That is why they do not want us to preach this very gospel. And that is why Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come to preach it. Because truth is life. According to your progenitors, your ancestors, those that brought you into this world, they built that very fantastic land that was being described by Domingo Alvarez, that they are fine people, very beautiful people. Their land is as beautiful as ours in Europe. That was what he wrote. So we are not savages. We are enlightened people. That is why they hate us, because we are the children of the light. We represent the sun. We bring light where there is darkness. That is why any piece of territory on this earth not inhabited by a Biafran, that place is dead. That's how you know. You are the light of the world. You may come from Africa. It doesn't diminish you. You are great people. Great people. That is why governments of the world cannot mention your name. The same way they were afraid to mention Israel for very many years. They are scared of you. But we want to know if the person we worship is Chukwu Abiam or not. If he created everything or not. This year we'll know. And next. Because things will happen. You will bring this program to a close. People in Sicily, you have been fantastic. I say that after you must have finished speaking, please. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hello, great brethren all over the world. But I wanted to say a lot, but it's unfortunate to me because I've not spoken. I want to first start by appreciating you for having been it all this while with us, having lived your family for the purpose, for the quest to serve your country, Biafra. And may God continue to bless you, our director, for that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
I must say, I must not deny, because when the call was that come from Biafra land, you know where, when our sister Rita Nbor called us, the news that she was given to us make a lot of our brothers and sisters here very angry. You know, it's just like they were like taking permission from director if tomorrow we all will be moving down to Biafra land, because everybody was annoyed. You know, because here in Sicily, we all know the state where we are. We all annoyed about what is happening in our land, and we all want to go home and fight, because we are capable. We are in mafia land. We know all the tactics that the zoological people use. We can overcome them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brethren, there was what I want to say, because in September 2013, when I was listening to Radio Biafra, a friend called me, he's from West Africa, on Skype, when he saw that I was listening to Radio Biafra, because they burned him in Nigeria, in the zoo, before the war started. His father took him back to their country, because when he began to hear as Radio Biafra talk, because he's conversant with that, he began to say, "Don't I see what is happening in the Syria? Well, don't I see, don't I watch CNN and see what is happening there?" I say, "My friend, nothing is happening there." He continued to say, "When I look at CNN, I only see children playing with a toy. Because in the zoo, what we are going to bring there is a Armageddon, which everybody knows that is what is coming on the zoo. It's a Armageddon, nothing but that." So, fellow Biafran, wake up, because soon we are marching home. And I must tell you, a brother on Monday from Italy here, he called in Rome and said what happened to our brother, the shop he rented, how people from other ethnic groups were trying to intimidate us, they intimidate us in the zoo and try to do it here. Brother, I want to tell you, today is Sunday, and last two Sundays, something happened in Palermo, the zoological capital of Sicily. They tried to murder our two brothers, 30 people. They butchered them. The one is still in coma since 2 weeks ago to today as we are standing. And the one is still alive. Those people are two of them is a friend of our coordinator in the Palermo, because he always gives me the information of what is happening there. I say, friends, bear friend, this is the time we woke up. Our director say one time that the time has come when we begin to pursue the people, not the zoo, the local people now chasing us. We are the one chasing them. They will be running from us. And this is the time for it. Time has gone when people anywhere in the world, let that heaven fall. Now, let's see what will happen. If people have been killing us and we'll be keeping quiet, let us chase them and let us see if the world will turn upside down. Let it turn. I want to explain this in my own lifetime. Please, brethren, let us wake up. God has created us and made us a brave people. That he has done us does not mean that we remain there, because he said, let us stand up and take our position. Thank you all, Biafrans. And I want to take executive of Radio Biafra board. And I still want to pray to God that he will continue to guide our director as he's moving tomorrow to Treviso, in northern part of Italy, that the Chukwu Abiam, the creator of heaven and earth, who has called him for this purpose, we continue to guide and protect him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you very much. You are very kind. Now is the time for me to eulogize about the people of Sicily. That is something I don't normally do. But I did the honor to all of you here in Sicily that came yesterday and we took a picture. I had to actually put it on my Facebook page. And people are very pleased. If you go to our program announcements today, also on Radio Biafra London, it is there. And people are loving it as well. I have come to Sicily, and what I have seen is tremendous. This spirit is unshakable. I love it here. You people here can move a mountain, Sicily. You can make things happen. It is indeed a privilege to know that Biafrans like you still exist. I am very, very happy to be here. And on behalf of the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the Executive Council, on behalf of our Council of Elders, I wish to extend my gratitude and my thanks to all of you one after the other. Because here in Sicily, indeed, there are Biafrans. It's not something we say very lightly. For you to be one of us means you are born to do this very work. But I can categorically state, without any fear or favor, that here in Sicily, I came and I found Biafrans. Most of you will come with us when we go home. This is 2014 and things will happen. And because things will happen this very year, we need your support continuously, ceaselessly, without fail. You cannot afford to fail us. The last time we ran out of ammunition to fight with. This time around, we are all over the world. We can sustain a war for 100 years. This time around, we will fight until Biafra comes. Don't worry, they will not kill all of us, but we will kill them. Don't despair. Because even the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, not me. So says the scriptures. We don't want to fight anybody. We don't want to go to war. We are very peaceful people. After all, we call the human being a mad, which is the beauty of life. So we respect life. But they don't respect us. That same disease has gone into Okorocha, went into Ajuzokalo, now is into Teodo, went into Peter Obi. That they are massacring us at will. You have forgotten Ezu River, but I have not forgotten. As them Banaso said in my village, if my word goes cold, I microwave it so it becomes warm again. I will not forget Ezu River. Never. They died because of who they are. Because they are Biafran men, young men, slaughtered, massacred, and dumped in the river. I don't forget. I don't have trader mentality. That one thing comes today and goes away. No, I don't. We remember it and we hold Peter Obi responsible for it. The killing yesterday at Omuahia, we hold Theodorchi responsible and the son. All of these people, for all their crimes, heaven knows we will not forgive them. They can do, we see, I don't like to fight these men like a coward. We want them to prepare for what is to come. They will help us render our place desolate and then we rebuild it. As simple as that. A lot of evil has happened where we come from. We must rebuild it. And I'm here to speak the truth, even if it leads to my death. That was an oath I took, and I stand by it. I will not deceive my people. I will not lie to Biafrans. I will not. I said I will not deceive or lie to our people. As long as I don't lie, my hands are clean. The deserved of Radio Biafra are honest in their pursuit. It is for Chukwu Abiyama to give us Biafra, as he promised, because we've done nothing wrong. All we have done is to serve our people with truth and honesty. That is why we proclaim without shame, without fear, without any prevarication, without retreating, with no hope of surrendering, that this Biafra we mention every day, even here in Sicily, is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship every day without fail. Because that same Chukwu Abiyama we mention all the time is our God. He will bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. He will bless all of you in Sicily. I pray he does. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you.
cross, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember.